Hey Rod, are you ready to go balls deep in sports?
Yo, 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 pop, pop, and welcome to another episode of Balls Deep Sports on the Blackout Tips Premium Sports Podcasting Network. As always, I'm joined by my co-host with the co-most. It's my main man, Justin, aka J Trill. What's up, J Treezy?
Malcolm Kinney.
Okay. Malcolm Kinney to you too, my brother.
Ethiopian.
Okay. Oh, you're branching out to Ethiopia. Okay.
You know, it's Black History Month, so I had to go back to the home country.
Okay.
The original.
Bringing it strong. I will be expecting, let's see, there's three more weeks of this. I will be expecting three more African greetings throughout the year.
It's just Hakuna Matata.
Okay. Now that one I do know. Timon and Pumbaa, I believe, is the correct response to that. And what a wonderful world. We also have a guest beaming in via Skype. A man that no stranger to the Premium Network, but if you guys were on Twitter Wednesday, then you knew that I had to have my man on the show. It's Chris from the Insanity Check Podcast and MovieTrailerReviews.net. What is up, player?
What's going on, man? Yeah, you know, baby mama drama and shit I got to take care of. You know?
Yes, it is. You remind me of one of my favorite songs called Baby Mama Drama that used to come on BET Uncut. Back in the day, and a very underrated song, and nobody ever brings it up. I'll have to search around to find the original at some point. Yeah, we can't start the show without playing our theme song. So, let me, cue that up. Hopefully, the Skype sound is working.
You know how when I go in the ball pit of Cheesy Charlie's and I sink all the way down to the bottom and you can't find me?
That deep?
That's right, Dave. I'm talking about
balls deep.
I'm talking about
balls deep.
I'm talking about
balls deep in love. I'm talking about balls deep.
I'm talking about try pump her
positive traits. Give a pound into her feelings. Make her south mouth salivate. Hey Tyra, are you listening? We're not talking just the tipping. Thank you, Scottie Pippen.
No problem. Just here dropping off an application. Players in my day didn't make as much as they do today.
Huh. Sorry to hear that.
Where was I?
You're talking about balls deep.
We're talking about
balls deep in love. I'm talking about balls deep.
My boy's talking about balls deep.
We're talking about balls deep in love.
They was doing the Bankhead bounce at the end of that.
Yeah, I noticed that too this time, man. And shout out to them and American Dad for having some of the best 90s references, 90s R&B references in the game. Because that part where Junior is on a cliff with an unbuttoned shirt. singing out, that's straight out of like a Jodeci fucking 1990s commercial, man.
That and even wearing throwback jerseys. Like he had Pippen dropping off the application in the jersey.
Yeah, he did.
And we all know people that have dropped off applications in the jersey before.
And that sounded like Scottie Pippen, which makes me like, it makes me a little sad that he had to really do that and make fun of himself.
So how much you gonna pay me for this shit?
Right. Like he read those lines and went, this makes sense.
I'm not gonna lie. I usually laugh at stories about ball players going broke, but when I found out that Scottie Pippen was broke as shit, yo, that kind of broke me a little bit, dog.
And he was, and like they found out he was broke the worst way, which is people taking his shit. Like they were like, hey, is that Scottie Pippen's private jet that they confiscating?
What was it? It was like when he won like a court case against like they were trying, I think it was something for his plane or something like that. And he was crying when he left the court. Yo, dude, I broke. I was just like,
man,
fuck.
I would cry too if they took my plane.
You know, the thing is too, like he's at that special level of celebrity that the only other people that do that are the people in those Snickers commercials. Mm-hmm. Where they will laugh at themselves. Like, I don't know how people do that with real problems. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like, they'll be like, oh, you're acting just like Roseanne Barr or some shit. You know what I mean? Like, that's right. I am a fat, ugly, mean bitch. I guess I'll do this Snickers ad.
I think the funniest was Betty White.
Yeah, Betty White's different because she's kind of cool. Mm-hmm. But like some of the ones they do for Snickers are just downright slanderous, where it's like, look, we all know Richard Dreyfuss isn't funny, so let's just,
right.
Like, you're being a real Richard Dreyfuss right now. It's like, God damn.
But imagine showing up and being like, oh man, can I get your autograph, Scotty? You was the best. Like, I liked you better than Jordan.
Right.
Oh, by the way, give me your shit, dog. Yeah. I'm going to need to take this.
Can I get that autograph? I know we possessed your car, but.
Yeah. That's,
can I get your autograph?
That's no, probably.
Not that. That actually needs to be signed by you.
That's probably how they got his signature, is they pretended to be a fan, and then after he signed it, they just pulled the sheet back like, well, actually.
All right, guys, he signed it. Go ahead and bring it in.
Yeah. guys, he's approved it. What are you talking about? Scotty, you know you ain't been paying these bills. Come on.
Michael Jordan's still my favorite player of all time. This is how I know he's a piece of shit, dog. Because, like, growing up, it was like Scotty and Jordan. You know, Pippen and Jordan. Man, this nigga's out here living it up. You know, we see him in them huge-ass jeans. Scotty Pippen is struggling. And Jordan just like, yeah, well, you got to do what you got to do sometimes. You know,
Scotty is the only dude, by the way, that Jordan didn't diss during his Hall of Fame induction speech.
Mm-hmm.
So that, for what it, you know what, Justin, what, you know, sports is dying now. It's just basketball, really, that I care about. And then all the little sports stories going on. One of these weeks during Black History Month, we got to go through that goddamn Michael Jordan induction speech.
Oh, we can break it down.
I went in on that day. When you do
okay.
That.
Yeah, we could do that, dude, because that shit was one of the most fucked up and entertaining things I've ever witnessed in my life.
Hall of Fame, dog.
It was Hall of Fame.
But it explains
Hall of Fame shit for the Hall of Fame.
It explains why Jordan doesn't do any, like, I'm going to show up and play at this event.
Right.
And why Pippen shows up at everything. And you remember that year Pippen was in the All-Star game?
Mm-hmm.
And he was like that 3-on-3. No, it was like the celebrity game. Mm-hmm. And he was out there playing like he was trying out for a team.
Yeah.
Like, he really was trying. I didn't realize it at the time, but he really was trying out for a team.
He's like, I still got it, guys. So.
Yep. Put him in the D-League.
You know, people were making that lame joke like, oh, Scotty, man, you look like you can still come out here and get some. Hey, you know, hey, if, what y'all doing Monday? Cause, I mean, if y'all want to do some tryouts.
I mean, I can still run point. And yeah. You know, your point guard got injured.
Like,
so.
He called his agent and was like, listen, you heard that, right?
Right. Scotty just looking at every 12th man on an NBA roster and shit, like, better than him. Still better than him.
Oh, Juwan still get checks?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. He's
looking at the Golden State Warriors right now. Like, Jermaine O'Neal's still on this team.
Right. Like, how is he still getting paid?
$2 million a year.
Yeah. Rick, is this Michael Redd? y'all got Michael Redd on the team. Y'all can't break me off like half of what he get.
Chicago, I know Lil Al Dang has the Ebola virus right now.
Right, yeah. He be calling people get sick and shit.
Oh, well, not. Actually, Derek said he doesn't like you or Jordan, so yeah. We can't. But I'm saying I can help Derek get to the next level.
You know, maybe I could just, like, sell Greg Oden my knee ligaments, because, you know, I can help. All right, man. We had a email from last week. It's from Eric Prince LeBron, and he says, Tom Terrific is the title. What's up, Balls Deep crew? I know the football season is over, but I hope it's not too late for this Tom Brady shade. Listen, sir. It is never too late for Tom Brady shade.
Right. I mean,
this nigga.
Is it a day that ends in Y?
Right. He beat my team in the Super Bowl by 3 points and knew all the plays. Fuck him forever. He ain't won the Super Bowl since. So, yeah, it's always time to say fuck you to that guy. He says, I think you guys are a little too tough on Tom. Okay, I don't know why you wrote this then.
Wait, I'm confused by this already, yo.
Yeah, the first sentence is completely different than the second sentence. The real difference between Brady and the other franchise quarterbacks is that the other QBs actually have power. Kraft and Belichick didn't give a fuck about Brady's wants and opinions. When the media asked Kraft about Brady lobbying for Welke, he said, I don't answer to Tom Brady. Brady can't talk like Breeze because Kraft and Belichick feel as if they made Brady who he is. And remember that the Patriots won 10 games with Matt Castle when Brady tore his ACL. So this year, they had him take a pay cut and told him to mind his business. Prince LeBron. I mean, that's a cool way to spin it, honestly. But that still would not negate the fact that he knew all the plays and was beating teams by three in the Super Bowl and shit. And number one thing that it wouldn't, that the reason I don't believe it is Tom Brady is a legit superstar. Like, if he wanted to say something in the media, he could say it, and he is at that level where he's untouchable. What could they possibly do to Tom Brady in New England if he didn't want it to happen?
That article made it seem like Charles Ramsey needs to go out and break Tom Brady out of Bill Belichick's basement because something. It was like, Tom Brady is Tom Brady. It's like, if he wanted something, it's going to happen. Like, can you imagine them telling Tom Brady he can't do something?
Right. And yeah,
the
like,
one time he had to sit down and shut the fuck up was when he had that knee injury.
Right.
Outside of that, and even then, they was like, nah, we're not keeping your backup, Tom. You good.
Right. Like, if it was that little of a difference between him and Matt Castle, Matt Castle would still be starting in New England and costing way less than it takes to pay Tom Brady. Not to mention, let's be quite honest here. There are, let me think about this number for a second. I would say at least 25 and probably closer to 28. Teams that absolutely would take Tom Brady over their quarterback right the fuck now.
Yep.
And I'm talking about some people that you're like, really? That dude's young. Yes, that dude too.
Even in Denver? Seattle.
Yeah. Tom Brady's not just like some 40-year-old cornerback that's just like hoping to make a check to pay for his nine kids. He's fucking Tom Brady, man.
Matt Castle started winning, and they were just like, dude, I need you to stop winning and looking like right now, because Tom is getting kind of anxious on the sidelines watching you play like this and score these points. So if next time you could just, you know, I don't know, maybe throw like two interceptions in a game, or, you know, maybe keep the game a little closer, like maybe like 7 points or something like that, because like I said, Tom is just, he likes you winning, but he's concerned.
Yeah, I feel like at the end of the season with Matt Castle, when he was like, yeah, you know, had a pretty good season, you know, got double-digit wins. You know, a lot of people are, you know, looking at me and stuff, but I wouldn't mind staying here, too. I mean, it's up to you guys, really. And then they were just like, yeah, that's cool. Kansas City or would you rather go to Jacksonville?
They did not care, yo. I mean, and nobody in the media wanted to bring up either that the fact that the they were winning, like, you know, different situation, but still same thing happened. You know, the Redskins didn't really win that many more fucking games with Kirk Cousins, but everybody was just like, well, you know, Cousins got to get a chance. It's like when the Patriots did it with Castle and Brady was sitting, they were just like, well, you know, it's probably Brady's leadership on the side, and like he's probably doing like that Monstar thing. He kind of transferred his essence to Matt Castle right now. It's just like, what? How are you still giving? How are you still giving Tom Brady credit for this?
I like how he wrote that. Like, there was ever a moment where people were like, "Will they bring back Tom Brady?" There was never a moment. People know Tom Brady's a legit star, man. Like, I will say that he doesn't seem to have a lot of want to, as far as being a like. He could be more of a star if he wanted to. Like, he speaks well. He looks nice. He, you know, dates, hot chicks. He could at some point, if he had wanted to, be in movies. He could have,
he's just 36 looking 30 out here.
He could have done a lot of shit. He just don't seem like the kind of dude that gives a fuck about commercials and all that. But I'm sure people knock on his door all the time. Like, hey man, you want to be like the spokesman for this shit? And he's like, man, I don't give a fuck about that shit. You know, let Eli Manning do that. Let Peyton do that. So, but anyway, man, don't ever write in here trying to act like he's a victim.
But who was that again?
Prince LeBron.
Prince LeBron? It still doesn't excuse the ducks Tom Brady was throwing all season.
And once the other thing,
and once
too.
Once you get past that, then we can have a legit, logical conversation about
it. That is the other thing about this pay cut business. He took a pay cut because he needed the help. And shit just went wrong. Like, it wasn't like he took the pay cut on some, like, I could do this by myself, but they came in the office and punched me in the stomach and made me take a pay cut. He took that pay cut under the auspices of, we'll have more money to get free agents because, you know, I miss Wes Welker and I need somebody to replace him. They went out, got Danny Amendola, And then they couldn't help. It was really not his fault. Couldn't help. Gronk wouldn't want to play hurt. And he got hurt again. They couldn't help that Heron Hernandez allegedly may have done some things.
Right.
Allegedly. That is not proven. And I believe in innocence until proven guilty here at Balls Deep Sports. Do not try to tell that man we said anything about him.
If you do, it was only Vic.
Right.
Vic is the one.
Yeah, that one time when Vic was on the show, and if he needs his address, phone number, whatever, I got that for him.
We'll supply it, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, the funny thing about, you know, I just don't like the way that it was framed that, you know, well, you know, they forced Tom Brady to take a more likely what it was is they came to Tom Brady. It's almost like when you go to your girl and you want to go out to a ball game and it's on Valentine's Day.
Right.
Kind of tiptoeing around. You're like, well, listen, Tom, listen, you're great. You're awesome. And, do everything we want to do for you. But, we really do need to get some new guys in here. And Tom's getting a little like, so, well, we're just thinking if you could maybe possibly, if it's okay with you, take a little bit of a pay cut so we can go. And it was just silence for like 5 minutes. And he was like, I'll allow it.
Right. They're like, look, you want Danny Amendola? Cause like, I look at how you look at Wes Welker and it's longingly. And we probably shouldn't have let that dude go. But yeah, so I think that
it wasn't Suge Knight and Vanilla Ice.
Yeah.
Over hanging over the balcony.
And for the record, man, I mean, Tom could have been like, no. And they wouldn't have been able to do shit. What were they gonna do? Get rid of him?
I mean, it's not like the Patriots are out here struggling to get cash.
Yeah.
You know,
I'll tell you,
like the third grossing NFL team.
I'll tell you who was forced to take a pay cut. Michael Vick was forced to take a pay cut because they was like, nigga, you not good as what we paying you. And we got this white boy that is out here looking flawless if we can keep him healthy. So it's up to you. Would you rather not be on the team
and get no money,
or would you rather get more money than not being on the team? That's it. That's forced to take. It don't happen often at quarterback, really. You know what I mean? But that's what it looks like, you know, right? We got motherfuckers like Matthew Stafford out here running around reckless and nobody calling him out on how much he make to underperform. But somehow.
Shit. Also,
go ahead.
I'm here in Maryland, man. We got, Joe Flacco out here, yo.
Yeah. You got Joe, ball of cakes Flacco out here just making it rain. And he won't even be forced, quote unquote, to take a pay cut next year, dog. It's not how it works. You know who was forced to take a pay cut? Anquan Boldin, when they said, get the fuck off our team. Yep. That's forced to take a pay cut.
You know who should get a pay cut? Jay Cutler.
Yeah, Jay Cutler's been needed a pay cut.
Yep.
That's
who should be forced to take pay cut.
Yeah, Chicago though, they're just like, Chicago's like that girl that her last man dogged her out so bad. That just the other dude just coming home every night is enough.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Like, he don't really like her. He don't treat her well. He don't take care of her rent. But he comes home. And you know what? God damn it. That's good enough for me. Because when I brought that shit up on Twitter, like, I don't really even see why you got to pay Jay Cutler. Just fucking pay the other dude because he going to cause less. And he'll do it for what he's making now. And let Jay Cutler go or trade him. They was like,
I remember that.
He's the best quarterback. You shut the fuck up. He's the best quarterback I've seen in my life in Chicago.
Oh, I remember that. I remember that. Yeah, Rob wasn't even trying to be funny, but like people legit started standing for Jay Cutler.
Lowered
like,
expectations.
Right. And I was like, so hold up. Best you've ever seen in your lifetime? How old are you? So I'm 35. I'm like, 35 years of court. You know what? Y'all have sucked for 35 years at that position. So maybe I'm wrong, man, but I wouldn't have paid that motherfucker. Anyway.
Props to Prince, though, for sticking up for his team. True fandom.
Prince?
I give you that.
Oh, Prince LeBron. Yeah. Props. Yeah, a few people told me to lay off on Tom Brady, but fuck him. Y'all team didn't lose to him in the Super Bowl. Your team is his team that cheated, so... What am I supposed to do? Feel bad for y'all cheating ass Super Bowl winners?
Although that does mean you do condone cheating in relationships. If you root for the Patriots, you condone cheating.
Yeah, you condone that shit. Speaking of people that were cheating in big games. Seattle Seahawks got to be on them PEDs, bro. It's the only way to explain this shit. God damn.
Hey, you know what it is, man? When I watched this game, I think I became a atheist.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Peyton Manning is a atheist because I realized God doesn't like him.
Yeah.
God, because what happened was they was like, oh, the cold weather, it's going to fuck up Peyton Manning's game, this and that in New York.
And God said,
and
let
God
it,
was like, nope, you know
it,
what?
Let it be 60.
Right. He right, just for that weekend, just for
right.
Sunday.
It was snowing all week, and he said, there shall be 60 in the arena when Peyton loses to this week.
It's not even going to be windy in New York. No wind?
No wind.
You take it, away.
It was better weather there than it was back at home for him, yo.
Right. It was.
Right. And they, and God said, I'm going to make it pretty out here. Mm-hmm. Do you, Peyton? Go do you.
Yeah. This will actually be a loud Super Bowl. Like, we're going to have real fans in the arena just for you, Peyton.
Right. And you know what happened? Peyton was Peyton, and God doesn't like him.
Yeah.
He was like, there's no excuses for this game for Peyton. Every other game, I've heard the excuses. You blame the weather. You know, you're blaming God.
Yeah,
really
the referees.
Yeah, you blame everybody.
Mm-hmm. The receivers.
We're going to nullify all of that.
Here's the thing, man. I used to be a Peyton Manning apologist until this game. I'm off it. Y'all win, man. The internet wins. I'm never defending this dude again. I mean, I still think, like, that's the thing. You end up having these arguments where it's like, well, I just think this and I just think that. And I'm like, so at the end of the day, like, where would you put him in your list? Oh, he top five. I'm like, well, shit, that's all I'm saying. I'm not saying he like the number one ever, but he good. Yeah, man, but I mean, he ain't fucking with da 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 da. So, yeah, I'm done having those discussions. Like, he gotta win, like, everybody's saying one. I say two more Super Bowls. For me to even have a discussion about him being the greatest of all time, because it's, I mean, as outstanding as it is to have made it to three Super Bowls, this shit the bad performance. No,
that's so bad.
Hey man, he shouldn't have listened to Eli.
Yeah, Eli was
just wanted to have the most rings at Thanksgiving.
Yeah, Eli was out there advising him, sitting up in the motherfucking booth, looking like a Sith Lord and shit. Like yes. Yo, yes, Peyton, throw those picks.
You know what's so bad about this is I did not like Peyton when he was with the Colts, but I grew to like him. I was like, you know, he is a nice, he's a cool guy.
Right.
And so I really, before the Sherman shit happened, I was like, yo, I really want him to win. I want him to win just so people can shut the fuck up and leave him alone. Then the Sherman shit happened, and I was like, well, my race kind of dictates that Sherman has to win this game just to show these races up. And I felt like I had to abandon Peyton for that, but I still kind of wanted him to win.
Yeah.
When that first play happened, and that ball went out the end zone, I was just like, it's going to be a long fucking game right now.
But God stopped liking Peyton for one reason. And one reason only.
Because of Papa John's?
Nope. Because he took Tim Tebow's job.
He did.
Yeah, he did.
And no man shall prosper if he taketh from the Lord.
Not from Jesus.
No.
Look at the Jets this year.
Exactly. Yeah. I did. Now, see, this is what's funny. I have been saying that for years, that that you cannot be against Tebow and prosper, dog. It's not gonna happen.
Damn, you're right.
And this is the most embarrassing thing that could have happened to the Broncos as an organization.
Right.
I remember I tweeted, you could have lost with Tebow for a lot less money.
You know, dude. I mean, what gets me? I mean, I know everybody's gonna be like, "Oh yeah, I saw that coming." You know, they didn't play anybody. But let's be real here, because you know. Nobody saw that shit coming.
Nobody.
Correction. Look how much you did not like Denver.
Correction.
You did not see.
Oh, wait. Correction. Hold on. I do have to take that back.
Can I talk my shit again?
Justin did see this coming.
Can I talk my
shit again? We tried to predict the score. He predicted something that I can't. I don't remember the exact number.
It was a blowout, though.
I just remember being like, "Nigga, what?" Well, it was like, because everybody else had been like, you know, Denver by one, Seattle by two, 22-23 or some shit. And then Justin was like, yeah, like 33-8.
I was like 2018. I was like 2018.
Yeah, 2018. I was like, he said it so casual. I was like, yeah, okay. Like, I'm not going to argue this. Like, it's one game, anything happened. That sounds crazy as shit.
But I used your logic. I don't know how you didn't see it.
Mm.
We argue all season about the Broncos giving up spotting teams 21
points. 21 points. I know, man.
All season. I was like, Seattle gonna take those 21.
And they not gonna give him back.
Right. And they not gonna turn the ball over. Right. They haven't all season. People have been mad and saying, oh, Russell's having terrible games. He has zero turnovers.
Yeah, Russ don't turn the ball over. If you give him a lead, that's it. He not gonna do nothing stupid to help you out. Like,
right.
That's, you just gotta watch him on the field be like, and now I'm gonna get 3 points. All right.
The thing I love the most about this game was watching people on Twitter in the second half realize that the Broncos were coming back and then start saying the game sucked. Yeah. That was a weird thing to me. No, I was just like, this game is amazing. I don't know what you guys are watching, but dog, they is stuck.
Yeah, I'm with you, Chris. I love that game.
That was one of my favorite games.
Oh, it was.
And I will say this, it was technically quote unquote boring. If it would have been like, say, week three of the NFL season, I probably would have been like, I ain't gonna go outside.
Right.
But it's the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. And it was a beat 'em down level ass whooping. I watched every play.
Right.
I watched when Tavares Jackson got in and was like, two black quarterbacks. Right. We busting down the dough. He threw one pass. I count that.
Look.
That shit count.
Look.
We can now have three black quarterbacks that have won Super Bowls in the NFL.
Now, you know, I've been saying Seattle, Pete Carroll, they have fun out there, right? All season.
Yeah.
But once he put Tavares in there, I was like, and that's why everybody wants to go there.
Yeah.
Because any other coach would have just kept their starting quarterback in. And he was like, nope. Just like at the Dean Dome when Carolina running the score up, the last two minutes of the game, you put the Trills in.
You put the white dudes in.
And you're like, yes, my son gets some play time. You know what I mean?
Right.
He did that. He didn't have to.
In the Super Bowl.
Right, in the Super Bowl.
And they went for it on fourth with him.
Right.
Dude.
Yo, the great thing about this game, the reason why I love this game so much is because even in the playoffs, you were seeing this. People were saying the great games were basically when teams come back. And what really happens when teams come back is one team plays like shit in the first half while the other team plays okay. Then they switch places where one team plays like the other team starts playing like shit and the other team comes back. What I loved about this game was Seattle came out in the second half was like, we're about to run this shit back. And no, nigga, it's still that scene from Braveheart where niggas could come over that hill. And every single time they hit somebody from Denver, yo. It was like three or four Seattle players. And you were just like, at one point, I had to turn away and was just like, yo, can y'all be nice and let them score at least once?
L.O.B., dog. L.O.B.
Hey, they partied so hard.
Oh, God.
After that kick return, it's like everyone knew, like, this shit is over.
And you know, when I saw that, I was like, that's right, I forgot. I did say that if Percy they had Harvin. A chance, they would kick the ball and tell Denver, you can have the ball first.
Yep.
We won it second half.
Yep.
And they did that shit. I was like, it's a wrap.
Dog, you was all over it, man. Like, you was the only person. Like, I was watching the game. I was like, this nigga Justin. How? That was uncanny, man.
I'm rarely right.
But when you are.
When I am, you better run with it.
Yeah. That, like, you could have made money off of Justin this week.
Oh, that shit was great, though. Yeah, I love watching that shit. And just love watching people just go, man, this is terrible and this sucks. I'm just like, no, man, this is amazing fucking football.
First of all, can we say, also, the halftime show was great.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, like, I thought Beyonce was great last year, too. But this halftime show, like, because that was one of those moments where I was like, this will determine if people, like, turn the game off. Is if Bruno Mars, because I've never cared about Bruno Mars one way or the other. But that's what halftime shows are for. He came out there and sold me his album. Like, he basically was like, yeah, dog, I get busy. Like, started out playing drums.
Well, this was my thing. Mm-hmm. I couldn't name more than two songs that he sings.
I didn't know he sang the, Locked Out of Heaven song.
Right.
Like, he just started, he was like, I was like, hold up, player. I heard this on a commercial. That's you? Hey, the boy was good, man. So I like that. Like, I think, that kind of like kept it from being boring to me because I feel like that, 30 minute low, cause they always stretch it out, could have been like a moment where you're like, all right, man, enough of this shit. This is, you know, it's a blowout, but he kept that energy going. So I was like, all right, I'm ready for the third quarter. And this nigga started off with a running back kickoff. I was like, oh yeah, I'm watching all this shit.
I'm about to laugh. Give me my money for next season.
Yeah,
Percy
basically earned all his money from this season.
Yep, right.
Because he honestly, you know, up to that point hadn't.
And that's when the memes came out for Peyton Manning.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, when it was like Beyonce hit the lights. Yes. My favorite meme.
Percy Harvin had that was his week two legs, because, you know, he ain't really played since then. So
yeah.
He still had fresh legs and shit.
Right. Yeah, he was. Fresh legs.
He's like, I haven't been hit really. You know, I got hit like 3 times the whole season. I mean, I was out every time, but, you know, long, he figured out the secret. Long as I don't get hit, they can't put me out the game. Mm-hmm. So I'm just going to run by him. Yeah, my favorite meme was, the Peyton Manning on the phone. And it said, Mom, can you come pick me up? I said, God damn, that's true. Dude. But yeah, unintentional comedy, Eli Manning. Eli looked more hurt than Peyton looked. And I don't know why. I guess it's like how you could beat your little brother up, but nobody else can, or you can fight your family, but nobody else can.
Yeah, he hated to see his big brother out there looking like that.
Yeah, cause I think he started to realize, like, yeah, I'll get to cut the turkey at Thanksgiving, but this make the whole family look bad. he got my last name out there playing in my arena looking like me. Like, this not good. But yeah, and by the way, Karen was rooting for Peyton Manning pretty much up until like middle of the fourth quarter.
Damn it, Karen.
Which
damn
made, watching it kind of dulled the party over here, where I had to like just party on my own on my laptop. But, I hopped off of the Peyton Manning bandwagon the first play of the game.
Oh yeah. I was done. I was like, oh yeah, it's going to be that kind of game. Yeah. Nope.
I was like, goodbye. I was like, I would have liked this, you know, I love logic and I love reason. So I wanted to see him win so we could stop having stupid debates. Like, he's terrible.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted people to be like, well, I could just be like, well, look, he got two Super Bowls. Can we just say he got two Super Bowls and stop arguing? But, I'll deal with them arguments, dog. Right. Cause, it only took one play for me to be like, and now I'm on my black QB agenda.
I was going to say, you got what you wanted too. You had the QB that press conference was immaculate.
Did you see the nigga the next day?
Yes.
Went to the Knicks game. Oh, the Brooklyn Nets game.
In a suit.
Talking to Beyonce and
his future agent.
Agent Sean Carter. Agent Sean Carter. Don't know who Russell Wilson's agent is. Might want to make a phone call. Cause he looked way too, it looked like he was about to sign a contract. He looked
comfortable.
Right there. He like they were going to go meet with Pete Carroll after that game and be like, so what you got on my man's contract? You know, but yeah, that looked way too comfortable, dog.
And the whole stupidity behind, you know, people's, Peyton Manning table, that's really the only reason why I wanted to win
right
the game. Because it is so stupid. Because you're like, after he lost, people were like, what does it do for Peyton Manning's legacy? And I was just like, well, the same thing it does for Tom Brady's legacy, that he hasn't won a fucking game since fucking Spygate.
Right. Yeah, I almost can't wait for him to retire so that people will look at his entire body of work and be a little less critical. Because I feel like him continuing to play every year he, quote unquote, doesn't win a Super Bowl like 31 other quarterbacks. Right. It becomes the Peyton Manning sucks show. And
he'll
never
win another Super Bowl as long as Tim Tebow is out of the league.
Right. Yeah, he need to get Tim a job.
Until he does right by Tim Tebow. he does right by Tim Tebow, he got that Sealy curse on him.
Shout out to Tebow, man. He had the best commercial in my opinion.
He stayed winning. While everybody else stayed losing that did wrong by him.
He was like, my life is better without a contract. And he just had a montage of awesome shit that he was doing besides playing football.
Hey, man,
I was like, you know, the Lord has blessed him.
Just look at the Cavaliers. They Broncos, yeah. That's you.
Yeah.
You let go of your teasers. Now you gotta suffer the consequences.
Dude, I just don't like how people try to act like, cause people are gonna act like this year didn't matter at all, but that was one of the most prolific offenses I've seen in my lifetime. Look like some punks.
Didn't the first game of the year they put up like 56 points?
Yeah, yeah. They destroyed the fucking, I think, wasn't it the Ravens?
Yeah, Peyton he threw 7 TDs in one game.
Yeah.
Like, this shit was unprecedented, man. Like, I know defense wins championships, but of all the times to believe that shit, this was the hardest time I've ever been like, I don't think the team with the best defense can win, man. These motherfuckers been killing people, and I was wrong, man.
Yeah, week one, they put up 49 points against the Ravens, which is known for their defense.
And the craziest part about all this shit, these motherfuckers are all like 25 and they're all late draft picks. They gonna keep this team together for as long, like with the new collective bargaining agreement where you can like extend people's contract for one extra year and shit on their rookie salary, where when you franchise a dude, people aren't making as much money. So you don't have to worry about like necessarily, you know, end up paying like too much money and shit. They will probably keep these motherfuckers together forever. And as long as they don't get caught PED, cause I think they might be PED, dog. It don't make sense that the defense this good with fourth round picks and up. Like I will freely admit that, and the day they get caught, I'll be like, hey, these niggas are some cheaters too.
Now Pete Carroll is known for bending some of the rules.
Right.
In his past, but PEDs hasn't been one of them.
Well, I think he
keeps his players happy, man. He known for keeping his players happy. He might buy extra car in his own pocket, or he got boosters supporting Seattle now.
Well, you know they have had players suspended and shit. So like, I'm just saying it might be happening, dog. I'm not saying it is. And until they get caught, it's straight because you can't prove it. But
on to yo, just be like, listen,
he got Seattle boosters, man. He got Seattle fans as boosters. They
for the record, I hope they don't get caught, and I hope they aren't doing it because Russell Wilson is the goddamn coolest quarterback that could have won this shit. Did y'all see any of the parade clip at all?
Yep.
This motherfucker gets on the mic. And the crowd is like, oh, woo, yeah, we win it, woohoo, Super Bowl. And, you know, everybody's rallying, you know, like, yeah, we're going to do it again. We're the best. No, this motherfucker gets on the microphone. I'm dead serious. I'm not even exaggerating. It sounded like this. It was like, well, when I first got here, I said, I would like to win multiple Super Bowls. We just won the Super Bowl. And hopefully we'll go back next year. Let's keep it going.
Yep.
That was it. Dude, aren't you like 25 or something? Like, you should be like, motherfuckers, I'm the second ever black quarterback to win this shit. Y'all been talking about all these other motherfuckers except me all year.
Playing some Kanye West music with his
right. Feet. I thought, dude, it couldn't have been me.
I talk my shit again?
Perfect composure. Who has composure like that? After I saw that, I said, this dude might be the most composed quarterback of all time.
I know y'all saw the picture with him trolling, him and all the fourth round draft picks.
Yeah.
Oh, when they were like the worst draft?
Yeah, I know y'all saw that. Like, come on. Like, he out here Kobe Bryant level trolling.
Dude,
you have to love that, man.
I'm so impressed with that young man, dude. Like, it was literally one of those moments where I was just like, this dude.
What I'm impressed with all of them is that they know the perception of them and they really are trolling at this point. Cause I mean, you can't say like, even if they don't win ever again, they won a Super Bowl
and they sophomore year, dog.
Right.
And they sophomore year.
So, you know, again, from Baltimore, I know what happened after that first, they won that first Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. They had fans for life and you can't, I mean, they won after that, but you couldn't tell Ravens fans anything after that first fucking Super Bowl. Yo,
Seattle got me, dog.
Yeah.
They got me now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They got me. I'm like, even, I'm a Redskins, but I'm gonna always be like, I like Seattle though. You can't fuck with Seattle.
Before this, I was like, I don't want, of all the black QBs that were good, Russell Wilson was third on my chart at the beginning of the season of like, who I would like to see win it, you know, or probably even lower than that, because I'm not counting people that did make the playoffs. But I was like, you know, he cool. But now that he won it, I'm like, you know what, dog? You the perfect motherfucker to win this. Cause like, you just are so composed. You're not gonna have the moment that I would like to see. Don't get it wrong. I would love to see it, but you're not gonna have a Cam Newton, you know, suck my dick moment. You're not gonna have the self-aggrandizing, moment that, what's dude from 49ers?
Oh, Kaepernick.
Yeah, Kaepernick. You're not gonna have that Kaepernick moment where he's all like, you know, Kaepernick couldn't even accept that they lost that. We still better than them. Nigga, you lost.
Yep.
Shut up. No, we're not here to see you.
Yeah, they beat Super Bowl. Okay at best. You know what? And that's the thing too, man. You like you gonna start seeing Russell in commercials.
Mm-hmm.
But it won't be Beats by Dre headphone commercials.
Right.
It'll be Bose. He'll be Bose commercials, Range Rover, Maserati commercials, you know, Bentley commercials.
Yeah. It's gonna be commercials for stuff like hair care products.
Yes.
Like I didn't even know, like, you know, he got that quote unquote good hair. But he like let his hair grow out or something this season.
Yep.
He was in the suit with the locks flowing. I said, man, this dude is good.
He said, I'm not cutting it till we win or lose, dog. And he won.
He good, man. I can't even be mad at him. I thought he was the man when he was in college. I remember being when NC State let him go, I was like, that's a mistake.
Yep. I was disappointed in NC State.
Yeah, like I don't remember the exact situation. It was something like
they wouldn't let him play baseball at the same time as football. They wanted him to stop playing baseball.
They had like a quarterback they liked better, right? Like was it Gannett? It was
like the guy some dude, in Tampa Bay now.
Yeah, yeah. They were like, we like him better and shit. He tall. I was like, and as a Carolina fan, I was like, thank you. but still, you know, I was like, that brother is really, really good. So they won and they whooped that ass.
And he's still gonna show up for the baseball season for the Rangers. during their spring workouts. I was like, yes.
And I feel like he's the dude that, like, he doesn't yell at his coach. Like, he doesn't, like, he's that guy that they trust to go do that. Like, when he's like, they're like, so Russell, see you at training camp? He's like, yeah, we'll probably, spend some all time playing some Major League Baseball. But, yeah, I'll be back for training camp. All right, well, cool, man.
Right.
Like, nothing to see here. See, we trust you. We know you won't be in the news. We know you're not going to do nothing crazy. So, cool.
Yeah. Pete Carroll happy.
Yeah.
Dog, I didn't know Pete Carroll was that old.
Nigga, Pete Carroll hit the fountain of youth when he got to Seattle. All them young ass niggas hanging out with him. It's like college to him again, man.
He's showing you how to be an NFL coach.
Yep. He probably don't even do all that shit the mother coaches be. They be like, yeah, man, I'm going to study film for the next 73 hours, see if we can come up with something. Yeah, all right, you do that.
And one last thing. I know you want to switch topics, though.
Yeah, go ahead.
But you know when Chris Carter was talking about the receivers.
Oh, well, I have this on my list of topics.
Okay. I was like, he is so right, but dude, he is so wrong.
Dude, people overreacted to that Chris Carter shit so hard. Let me see if I can find that article next. But, yeah, Chris Carter basically said that – the wide receivers for Seattle were appetizers compared to, you know, the main course, which is that defense, Russell Wilson himself and Marshawn Lynch.
Yep.
He said it very adamantly. And so they took offense. They had a decent game for the record. Doug Baldwin, 66 yards, one touchdown. Curse, 65 for one touchdown. Nobody else on the team had more than 20 yards. More than 19 yards. So I don't think that's enough, in my opinion, to really go out and talk shit, beat your chest about how great a receiver you are. None of these motherfuckers had a Pro Bowl year. None of them would be starting if the original two starters hadn't got hurt. Doug Baldwin had a 50 reception year, 778 yards, 5 TDs. That's not Pro Bowl numbers. That's not even close. The year before that, 366, and the year before that, 788. He's never even had a 1,000 yard receiving year. So, they won that Super Bowl though. And in true, scrub fashion, all of the logic went out the room. Now, I agree with them. They should. Like, I don't agree that, like, they took it too far or whatever. But I understand the impetus of, like, yo, I want to talk my shit. I just won this Super Bowl. Chris Carter ain't never won a Super Bowl. And he called me an appetizer. So I'm going to rub it in. And all things are fair play in that situation. But you can't expect me, as an impartial person, to agree with these scrubs that somehow they better than Chris Carter because they won a fucking Super Bowl. That's insanity to me. What are they talking about? Chris Carter, a Hall of Famer, dog. And he way better than them. So, yeah. And he was right.
Yeah, he was right.
He just is. And the thing is, if he would have said it nicer, they still would have not, like, they're using this as motivation. So they still might have used it as like, oh, he said, we weren't as good as the rest of the team. So fuck him. Either way, they took it too far, man. Let me see what they said. It was something crazy too. Like, oh, I'm not going to say any names, but he knows who he is. Cause like nobody watches ESPN. we didn't all hear him say it. I respect what you did on the field, but stick to football. Stick to playing football. Hall of Famer, who is now out of the, you know, what, he's going to go back to playing football now? Hey, I'm 50. I'm Chris Carter. I'm going to try out. Because your because your analytical skills ain't up to par yet. You need to slow down. You need to go back because you're saying some stuff that doesn't really make sense. That dude that said we were advertisers, he told me to Google him. But I didn't see any Super Bowl appearances. I also saw two losses in the conference championship. I have a Super Bowl ring and I will gladly show that to him. And if he doesn't have time to come see it, tell him he can Google it.
I mean, I guess in that logic, then Eli Manning is also greater than Peyton Manning. So
yeah, and also greater than Dan Marino. And
right. I mean, I mean, like you said, I get why they rub it in now, mm-hmm. but you know, what's going to be worse is you saying this shit now, and then you come out next year and you continue to play like, you know, some mediocre wide receivers, and you know.
I mean, they are the backups. That's the thing. They are the backups.
Let's just keep it real. This motherfucker's two healthy receivers from not being on this team. This shit reminds me so much of Freddie Mitchell after, he made that amazing catch, for the Eagles. And he was like, I like to thank my hands. And, yep. You know, all that shit. And then, he wasn't on the team in 2 years because he fucking sucked.
Yep. Cause Sidney Rice. Imagine Russell Wilson this season with Sidney Rice and Percy Harvin.
Son.
Every game.
Son.
And in the Super Bowl, they would have had 80 points out of the bench.
If they don't re-sign Marshawn Lynch, man, there's a possibility they might go pass heavy next couple years.
That's a mistake.
But yeah,
I think
Pete Carroll, Russell Wilson's numbers would definitely go up. You know what I mean? Because I feel like they're conservative, and it would be interesting to see how people feel about him if they don't win the Super Bowl, but he all of a sudden he's putting up, you know, legit like top 10 fantasy quarterback numbers. Just a thought.
The thing is, man, he's such a game manager in a great way. It's like he's just going to keep hitting you 10, 15 yards, Sidney Rice for 40, you know, every other game, you know, just to make extend plays. But he still would probably rely heavy on his running back.
Well, at some point, he's going to have to switch. They will have to switch it because he's that good a quarterback. It's not like, it's just the way the game dictates, you know, it's a pass friendly league. He can't go his whole career throwing for 180 yards with no turnovers. No, like, unless they're going to continuously have a running back of Marshawn Lynch's caliber for the rest of his career. Motherfuckers don't grow on trees.
Adrian Peterson won out of Minnesota.
Yeah, I mean,
could you see him in?
Oh, come on, that's just wrong.
Could you see him in Seattle?
Evil to the rest of the goddamn league.
Yeah, I mean, anything is possible, Justin.
He won't out, dog.
Yeah,
that's gonna be the commissioner stepping in,
that's
like
right next door.
With a fucking what's his name going to the Lakers? This is gonna be like, nah, man.
It's right next door.
Doing that shit, yo.
Commissioner, it's right next door.
Commissioner Goodell will just show up and be like, come on, man.
It's right next door.
It'll be like when your boy in your league tries to make a lopsided fantasy trade. You just be like, come on, man. Come on, dog. There's no way you thought that was even.
It's right next door, man. And AJ Green coming up. We know AJ Green coming up. He's leaving Cincinnati.
Yeah, you've been on that bandwagon for so long. I don't know what that money looks like. At this point, I wonder if they even want to pay people.
They have.
They probably look at free agents and be like, nah, cause we just won a Super Bowl and we ain't pay nobody. So
Golden Tate wants to take a hometown discount. Now he has to, cause kind of like, you're not that good.
Well, nah, I was just about to read that article next, but here's the thing though. And hear me out, man. I think if they pay somebody, it might fuck up the locker room chemistry. Like, why bring in an AJ Green then, because then all of a sudden they are appetizers.
I'm saying this. AJ not making money now. He'll come there. He might get a little more.
A little. Nigga, AJ but, Green next contract gonna be Randy Moss territory.
But I'm saying going there, he'll probably have to just take a little more. I'm just saying.
Okay. You know what, man? You called the Super Bowl right. I'm not arguing with you today. Like, whatever theories you have today, they just get the run. Nope. I'm not. This is Justin's day.
I'm just saying. I mean, we play together all the time at the Y.
Yeah.
And think about, this guys is better like that than our whole group, like individually.
Right, but as a group, we're better.
As a group, we're dominant, mm-hmm. and we're happy. Mm-hmm. And it's hard to trade happiness and dominance over a few dollars when you're going to get that money in endorsements. And that's what LeBron did. He traded the money over happiness. He was I want happy. Give me happy.
Yeah, you can have this. I'm not even arguing. You don't even have to convince me.
Might be a little harder. Chris, like, nah, that's some bullshit.
You called the Super Bowl. Your right. bullshit walks today.
I'm actually going with Rod on this one. Yeah, it's like, once you told me that you called this, I'm like, you know what? No, I'm not doing this one.
This shit is like spades. Right. All your books are walking.
You got a free pass today, y'all.
People just looking at my hand like, you really gonna let that 10 of diamonds slide? Yeah, man. He won the book.
He got the ace. I know he got the ace over there.
Yeah, I think he got all the spades, man.
It's the thing, man. LeBron did it. I think it's possible. That's all I'm saying. All
right. Golden Tate says he would be willing to take less money in free agency in order to return to the Seahawks, because he's going to have to, because he's Golden Tate.
Right.
Like, that Golden Tate is one of those dudes that you look at every week in the free agency pool of fantasy football and go, not yet. You know, I know my man is hurt and, my other dude is on a bye, but I'm not at Golden Tate stage yet. I'm not gonna.
Can I just say that it took me until the Super Bowl to realize that they really named this nigga Golden Tate and that he's a third. Yeah. Like, there's three of you motherfuckers.
Yeah, I said, during Super Bowl, I said Golden Tate, sounds like what you get if, King Midas licks your, asshole, to your nutsack. I don't even understand how they came up with this.
That's
name.
A Golden Tate.
Yeah, that's a Golden Tate, and it'll cost you an extra $150 in Cleveland.
Three times. Like, it was like, the first one was like, I'm going to name him Junior. And his father was like, well, shit, I don't want to be the only motherfucker, so I'll make another one.
What was his life like when he fucked up? Golden Tate the third, you come in here right now.
And it's one of the things, too, you know your father didn't like you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he was mad when he, like, fuck it, I guess this is my child. The DNA test. We're going to name him Golden Tate then.
Oh, we got comments already in the chat. I didn't even see these. I guess we should address them as the show goes. I normally went to the end, but I know you guys paid, so why not? Eric says, Peyton been shitting the bed since back in college. He lost every big game in college. Tennessee won the national championship the year after he left. Yeah, I remember that. Didn't they win that shit? Was that with T. Martin or not? Nah? But either way, here's what you got to know about that. He won the Super Bowl. And he also, like, it was weird to me because Peyton stuck in this world where every game he loses becomes a big game. Mm-hmm. And it, like, it's not really fair to him because, like, if he wins the game, it's like it don't count to some people. Or it's like, yeah, he won that Super Bowl. But then he choked the next year. It's like,
here's my thing about Peyton, you know. If a motherfucker's going to get Brett Favre any kind of fucking pass or any kind of fucking country, then motherfucking Peyton deserves all the kinds of fucking, you know, passes and shit like that. Cause I'm not feeling that shit.
Yeah. All that to say, is Eric still in the chat? Eric, can you just put in the chat, what number do you think Peyton Manning is as a quarterback all time? That's all I want to know. I'm not even going to argue with you. Son, if not for that pass interference call on the drive Denver scored on, they would have been shut out. Yeah, that's true. Think about that. The number one offense all time shut out. If not for one call that extended that drive. Leonard Brothers is 100% correct, man. He also says they're going to re-air the game tomorrow on NFL Network. They're showing the last four Super Bowls back-to-back. I think this one comes on at 4. Yeah, I'm probably, you know what? I might watch that. I don't know. It was a good one, like, to laugh at.
Are they going to play the SVU theme before they start that game?
Did you see a Pornhub tweet that we don't have footage from this game on our site because we don't show rape?
Dude, I saw people got mad at it.
Yeah.
I was like,
yep. And that's how you make a good rape joke. I think San Fran would have done the same thing to Denver. You might be right, Eric. I don't know at this point. I mean, I think anyone could have done it to Denver. These niggas came out throwing safeties to start the game. What? Seattle's PED is weed, says Eric. And Chris, Leonard says Chris told them to Google him, Chris Carter. So after they won, Baldwin was like, I got a ring, Google that. Yeah, I'm not even mad at him for, you know, I'm not even mad at them for talking shit, to be quite honest. Like, I get it. Let's see. I would put Peyton at 5, says Eric Ayers. He is an elite QB, unlike Matt Ryan here in Atlanta. There you go. So I'm not arguing with you. I would put him around 5, you know, 2. I think you can put Peyton anywhere from probably like 3 to 8, and there's really no point to argue that shit. So, all right. Richard Sherman decided to be Captain Obvious and said they beat Peyton Manning by jumping the routes on the passes. So, in case you guys did not know or wouldn't watch the game, the secret to beating Peyton Manning is jumping the passes and intercepting them and hitting him. And especially if you're on PEDs, helps a lot. So.
Having a good front line.
Yeah. I mean,
like the front line, like he was under pressure. It was blitzed the entire game.
Yeah.
Didn't they also say that they also figured out his hand signals?
He says here, we knew the route concepts. They were, liked on different downs. So we jumped out of routes and we figured out the hand signals for a few of the route audibles in the first half. If Peyton had thrown in some double moves, if he had gone out of character, we could have been exposed. So, let's be honest. I watched that game. There was no time for double moves. Who the fuck was going to run a complex route when these niggas are literally on your ass like hornets?
I'm serious. That shit was really like, you know, Braveheart, yo. It was like niggas were just all over the place. You're just like, yeah. I saw that them first two plays for Denver on offense. I was just like, okay, yeah, this is not going to go well.
Yeah. That shit was like Omaha, and then them niggas was hitting him. So
did he even yell Omaha that game?
I don't remember it. Honestly, but he wasn't on the field long enough to have any memorable audibles to me, and I couldn't hear him. It was the loudest Super Bowl. Honestly, it felt like Seattle fans were in there. So what else we got? Apparently there's gonna be they're revising the dunk contest again because NBA All-Star Weekend is like next weekend or something.
That's next weekend. Yeah.
6 participants, 3 from each conference. Paul Wall. Just kidding. Paul George, John Wall, and Terrence Ross. I'm excited to see Paul George and Terrence Ross. John Wall is doing this thing we like to call tripping. Nigga, they show his montage of dunks in games. No, you don't get up that much. What are you doing? I know you're short, but you're not like you need to have some like bunnies. This nigga be barely dunking.
It's gonna be your boy, the short dude for Denver, all over again.
Yeah, I don't want to see that shit.
But he won like 2-3 years.
But you know what? He was Nate Robinson was so short that it was amazing. John Wall is the perfect amount of height for it to not matter. Where you just like, okay, nigga, you 6'3" and you can dunk. That's every nigga at the Y.
Yeah, tell Soulja Boy Jr. to sit down.
Yeah, I don't want to see that shit. Sorry, John Wall. No disrespect, Wizards fans, but come on, y'all. None of y'all, and don't even be mad, because none of y'all niggas was sitting up here like, yeah, John Wall got to be in a dunk contest or else it's going to be whack this year. Damian Lillard, another nigga that I don't see it. Watched him play. Watched his dunk montage. Don't see it. I don't know what he's going to do. Ben McLemore, McLemore, I'm in for him. I hope he wins so another McLemore can steal some shit from, black people.
He's white too?
Nah, but he's nice.
Oh, shit. No.
That would make it better though.
Oh, yeah, it would make it even better, yeah.
And Harrison Barnes, Harrison Barnes can dunk. This might be the best thing for him because he can't dribble or do anything else in the NBA. So if he can just keep it to jumping, maybe it'll be cool.
I'm shocked he's still in the league, man.
Dude, I read an article the other day that was like, is it time to call him a bust? And I was like, it might be time, man. Like, I'm like a doctor in the ER looking at my watch right now. Like, call it.
He on the right team for him, though.
Yeah. What did you say, Chris?
I was going to say, I just like how, as you go on, the dunk contest becomes that time for the last shine for niggas that's about to get cut.
It really has.
It's like when people say, why doesn't LeBron want to do it? It's like, do you see who else is in the dunk contest?
Yeah.
If I'm LeBron, I wouldn't want to do this shit. It used to be the dunk contest was the shit. Like, everybody wanted to be in the dunk contest. Now, it's like, you know, everybody's going to Rue Chris. You're like, well, you know, I think I'm going to go to McDonald's.
Right. Exactly. Stop, yeah, man. This is like what broke niggas do now. Right, it used to be like the elite of the league would do this in addition to playing in the All-Star game. Now it's like, yeah, y'all handle that, man.
Yeah, now some niggas that's too old to be in the rookie game and it's like not good enough to be in the All-Star game. They ain't got the skills to be in the skills competition and they can't shoot three. So it's like, what are you going to do? Well, I could watch the game, but I can dunk.
Man, I guess I'd like a free ticket to Vegas. So what do we got to do? Apparently there's going to be a freestyle round and a battle round this year. Freestyle round, each conference will get 90 seconds to perform as many dunks as they can. So it'll basically be like when you see, when a team goes up against the Lakers, this year, just a constant stream of dunks. I guess everybody will be dunking.
It won't be any Cleveland players.
Yeah, well, no Cleveland players will be there. But I guess it'll be everybody just dunking at the same time for 90 seconds. That'll be weird. And then after that, they have the battle round. In the battle round, each dunker from the Eastern Conference will go head-to-head against a dunker from the Western Conference. Judges will pick winners for each head-to-head matchup. And then when a dunker loses a matchup, they're eliminated.
See, you know what this is? They really are trying to make it my people have more respect for it.
Yeah.
This should turn into American fucking gladiators, yo. At some point, there'll be some gladiator at the end, like shooting like
tennis balls.
Just because they're like, see, now you gotta dump over this pool of alligators in the Skyland. Yeah, I'm telling you, man, shit is getting bad.
Yeah, yo. It's gonna be like, remember when Blake Griffin jumped over that car? Yeah. Well, now we're gonna be driving the car towards you.
Right.
And then you gotta dunk it.
Yo, I would love to see you try to dunk and some big ass dude like Terry Crews run out there and tackle you while you're trying to go up for a dunk. That's the goal, if you can actually not get hurt.
The first conference to win three matchups are declared the 2014 Slam Dunk Champions.
Wait, there's going to be multiple champions? Oh,
that sounds difficult.
There will be multiple champions, but don't worry, the fans will still get to pick the actual best dunker once the whole contest is over. Yeah, no.
This sounds complicated. Yeah. I mean, I'm going to watch it just because I want to see the changes.
Yeah.
But I don't know that I'm going to like it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Every time I go to try to watch it, it just hasn't been the same. Like, I remember watching, like, the dunk contest was the thing that you used to want to watch. Now that I watch it, I'm just like, I remember this. What year was it when motherfuckers couldn't dunk? Like, they kept missing the fucking rim.
And they didn't have that time limit?
Right, they had the time limit.
Hey, I remember that year. Nah, it was another year, dog. Well, at least I remember a worse year. Do you remember when, it was my man Birdman?
Yes.
He tried to do the same alley-oop dunk for like 5 minutes. I was like, this is terrible.
I just remember like the years before Vince Carter got in it. Right before that, it was terrible.
Yeah, it was terrible. And then Nate Robinson had that year where he tried to do the same alley-oop dunk 75 times.
Yeah.
Everybody was like, really, dude, can we leave?
Mm-hmm. Niggas went back, got some food, came back, right. Still trying to dunk.
Yeah, I'll
no,
be back.
No. I mean, it really was like that shit that you see in the Y when niggas is like, no, hold on, man. No, this time I'm going to get it. All right, man. All right. No, man, last night I did it. I did it right. You're going to watch.
It's like that kid who's like, I can dunk. Mm-hmm. Like, dog, you can't dunk, man. I know you can't. Nah, man, I can dunk, dog.
The other thing is, it's like everything has been done.
Right.
Like we need a break from so many years of the same dunks. Like, when that dude first took it through his legs and dunked it during the game, who was that? Like, Harold Miner or
something? Yeah, like Harold Miner or something.
Like, nobody had did that, and it was like, yes! But yeah, every year, you're going to see somebody try to dunk it from the free throw line. It's like, I'm tired of seeing that dunk.
Yeah, and that's the thing. At this point, you almost need the in-game dunks are the only thing that really matter, because it's like seeing a nigga do that shit with nobody else around is nothing. So yeah. It's like, you know, after the Vince Carter, I was kind of ruined because it's like everything else that was done. Like, even when, I hated when Dwight Howard did that shit. Because it's like, nigga, you like 7 foot tall. Nigga, of course you can do this shit. It's like, you should be doing this shit.
You can't do it anymore.
Right, right. Well, yeah, so maybe I gotta go back and reevaluate that shit now and be like, well, maybe, you know. But, you know, I don't know. I feel like at this point, you almost have to have like five people on the court and then make the person try to dunk and then see what happens then.
Yeah.
Like, for to play defense against them and then do the dunk and then we'll see what happens and then rate that dunk.
Yeah.
That's the only thing that's gonna make it better now. Cause at this point, you've seen it all. Like, even when the nigga will do like a 360 and you're just like, eh, okay, I've seen that before.
Yeah, it's no, yeah. I'm more excited by the NBA players' reactions and the reason that the dunk contest is actually extremely watchable and you'll never catch me not watching it live. They let Charles Barkley and them get drunk and clown niggas for trying to dunk.
Yep. Yes.
And that will always be why the dunk contest and the All-Star Weekend is better in the NBA than any other sport. Cause no other sport is that reckless with its host. Like, you're never gonna tune into the NBA and Joe Buck's gonna be drunk talking about, I bet 20K right now.
Like, your boy Joe with that coat was kinda close.
It was close, dog. That was real close.
No,
but
that year, was that JaVale McGee mama?
That's all I was gonna say. But can you imagine, Dr. J kissing somebody's mama on the cheek and everybody making jokes about how Dr. J fucked your mama while you were on the field live? That'll never happen in an NBA game, NFL game.
Yeah,
ever.
Can. Yeah, they're not gonna ever talk about
that. Yeah, so I'm gonna watch it, but I'm gonna watch for the clown and I don't watch for the dunk.
See, I like it when they showcase their shoes too. Like, mm-hmm. They zoom in on the shoes, the headbands, because the NBA is notorious. You can't wear headbands with a logo.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, they just recently let them come back with the little rubber bands.
Yeah, I don't care about that shit. I do care about when they clown people and Charles Barkley openly being like, who, when they say, like, so-and-so about to dunk.
Yeah, because when they're about to get the dunk going, it's just nice to see all the old heads sitting on the side with that disapproving mom look.
Yeah. Like, look at this.
Like, they're like that. They got that disappointing look like when you came home with like a D. Yeah. And your mom would give you this look like, nigga, no.
Yeah.
Because the dunkers be all excited, be like, yeah. And then they'd be like, seven. Like, what year was it when they were giving like low ass fucking scores for everything?
Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about. That might have been the year Gerald Green was in it.
Yeah. Yeah,
it was like, man, fuck these niggas. And the best part about that is when they, the over under how many times they pan to someone on the sideline that should be in the dunk contest.
Yep.
They be like, LeBron, you need to get out there. You need to get out there.
He shouldn't have never said, I'm going to be in it next year.
Yeah, he should have never said it, dog. But, side notes, they announced 3-point shooting contest. Don't care because Anthony's not in it. And, he should be. And they announced the up and coming game where they select the first the top 20 rookies and sophomores, I think.
Yeah, it should be the sophomores. Like, yeah. It used to be the rookie sophomore game.
But they switched it up now. They mix up the teams. So for the first time ever, a healthy number one NBA draft pick is not on this roster. They didn't even take Anthony Bennett, the dude that went to the Cavs. He's not one of the top 24 young up-and-comers, man. Like, that's crazy. He just had, like, his first 15-point game, like, a week ago.
Props to Dan Gilbert.
Yeah, like, how you feel about that, Cavs? Deion Waiters went and the number one pick in the NBA this year, is they didn't even consider him, so... Anyway, let's move on to some other NBA news, man. Speaking of people dunking, going to the hole with reckless abandon. With no regard for human life.
Well, actually, you're right.
Their life or yours.
Or somebody else's life. Paul George. He's hit the news twice. Number one. It's first reported by Black Sports Online. Put the link in the chat because there's a lot of good pictures of this young woman. there's a lot of pictures of this young woman here that he got pregnant. She's a stripper. I'm not judging him so much for getting a stripper pregnant, allegedly, because I feel like a lot of dudes would love to have sex with a stripper. And apparently, I thought more of humanity than I probably deserve to, because every time I saw a picture posted, I saw a bunch of dudes going, well, I would have left it in too. And I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah, it is a thing.
I didn't know there was a certain level of looks to leaving it in. I thought it was my dick being inside a pussy unprotected that leads to that, because that's what happens to me. Like, it isn't like, you're a dime, I'll leave it in. It's like, this feels good, and then you regret it.
I'm going to tell you a story. I went to school with a guy, and his nickname was Smokey.
Smoke dog!
But Smokey, he had a girlfriend, and he would say this in front of his woman. If I ever meet a fine woman that's a 10, I'm getting her pregnant. Because I'll always be able to say, I fucked that. That's my baby mama. And he said, I won in life at that point. I'm like, yeah, but you also have to take care of this child now. Doesn't matter. He didn't care.
Oh, niggas is so serious.
And yeah, he was so serious.
But
he,
like, the reason you're telling us this story is because it's stupid.
Right. And that's what I'm saying. There's a lot of stupid Smokies out there.
Yeah. Okay. I'm putting a picture of it in the chat. This is her swimming. And I'm not even trying to hate. Like, I think she does look good. I just didn't know that dudes were putting that kind of qualifier on leaving it in. I was putting it on, this pussy is good. I don't have like a pre, like, I don't sit around going, let's see, she was a 7 or 8. Let me, you know what?
Yeah, because what happened when the lights are dark, yo? It's like,
like, I'm coming.
But she's in the light, she's like a 6. Fuck.
Yeah. Like, once I'm fucking, you were good enough. Let me just put it that way.
Yep, nope. That's not what they believe.
That's what they say. I don't know if they believe it, but that's what they say, right? So anyway, Paul George probably has sex with women who look like this all the time, though. He's a rich, young black man in the NBA.
In Indiana, on top of that. It's not that many women in Indiana that look good.
Well, it's Indianapolis, right? I don't know.
I'm not sure what it is.
I don't know where the Pacers are. Yes. That's actually a good question. What the fuck do they play? This might be the best looking chick in the land. I don't know. You know what? That was
really. That hasn't been ran through.
Yeah, that was presumptive of me. But, anyway, word on the street was she's having a baby. People got, pretty upset. Now this chick here is the other chick that they thought was having his baby. This is the one that I'm putting in the chat right now. This rumor they're saying is untrue. They don't think she is. Now I'm gonna put the picture of the baby mama.
I was wondering why she having the pictures of her actually being pregnant.
Yeah, yeah. Now I'm gonna put the picture of the baby mama in here. Now that we're done with the warm up show, and see what you guys think. Hold on a second. But this is the official baby mama. That one was another jump off.
She looked better.
Everyone that saw this picture was like, I leave it in too. I'm like, I'd leave it in if I was fucking just about anybody. That's why you should wear a condom. Cause that's what your dick betrays you and does. Your dick is like, just leave it in, dog. I was like, I've seen y'all's baby mamas.
It's a fact that, the show has proven many, many years ago that your dick is not your friend.
This shit brought out the dumbasses though. One dude told me that, Paul George, and this is what I tweeted. I said, listen, I understand that people are being real judgmental to dude cause he quote unquote fucked up and blah, blah, blah. But of all the people in the world to get caught out here with a stripper baby mama that will not have an abortion, cause he said he would give her $1 million to have an abortion.
Not happening.
Yeah, which was stupid.
Yeah, that was stupid.
But I was like, of all the people, he's one of the best people in the world for it to happen to. He got the money. He can afford it. And some dude said, no, he can't. I was like, he can afford it more than a nigga working at Safeway. And he was like, nah, he can't afford it because he got to pay his entourage.
Is why he wouldn't be able to pay it, you know? That kind of thing. When you start putting entourage into regular expenses for ball players, yo.
Yeah.
And how good is your entourage if they aren't smart enough to make sure you have condoms?
Yeah.
She does look nice though.
She looks great, man.
But you can't put her on the same level and say, pull a Kanye West and not pull out like he did with Kim Kardashian. You know what I mean? Like, she not, what her money at? At least Kim K got money of her own.
Yeah.
If you gonna shoot the club up, You know what I mean? At least she needs to have her own money.
Mm-hmm. See, that's the thing with that I've said about these male, you know, celebrities and especially athletes and that. These niggas never cheat or impregnate lateral moves or up. They always go down. So it's like people talk about Kim Kardashian being a fucking, you know, a jump off, but you know, that chick got her money. She's mm-hmm. already famous, you know, and in some circles she's probably more famous than Kanye West. So it's like that was actually kind of either a step up or a lateral move. Like, this nigga just got a stripper pregnant.
Right.
Yep.
It's like, dog, you mean to tell me you couldn't get anybody else in your same tax bracket? And then you're going to, and I admit, I used to be that guy that used to get, you know, be like, man, I can't believe that she's going to take all this money from this dude. And then I realized it was like, well, why is this nigga dealing with the same chick that I could pull at the fucking club?
Mm-hmm. And not to mention, I was just doing a little bit of math. He offered her $1 million. $1 million to not have this baby. And I did some quick math here. A box of condoms costs $4.99. So he actually, even if she would have accepted, would have cost himself $999,995.01 before taxes. Just on that deal alone. Now, when you actually look at how child support is allocated, which is a percentage of your income, and you're about to get into that Paul George is a superstar level pay, only a dumbass would not have this kid. And I saw a lot of men shaming this woman for quote unquote trapping a nigga. Mm-hmm. And while I do think morally trapping somebody quote unquote with a baby they don't want is probably a little fucked up, it's one of the few times in our society where women actually have agency, where like they can go to court and the court's not like against them and shit, but more importantly, all you motherfuckers are hypocrites, because if we as men could trap women, you goddamn right we do it. I'd be out trapping right now.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Trap house.
And I'm not even talking about like NBA play. I'd be trying to trap like Fortune 500 CEO type women.
Halle Berry trying to have children.
Dude, right. That Dave Chappelle shit with Oprah was real. That's some real shit right there, yo.
Yeah. I think a lot of it is jealousy.
I would name my place the trap house.
Yeah. First of all, we'd all be in shape. Cause society dictates that as men, we can kind of be like, you know, I put on some weight. You know, it's fine. Women are the ones with all the pressure in society to look good and shit. If it was flipped, niggas would be at the gym every day. We'd be out here, like, washing women's cars and our tights and shit like, oh, hey, mama, you about to go into this Bank of America? What you doing there? Mm-hmm. What exactly?
what's your position?
Yeah.
Within the company? What's your tenure there also? How long have you?
You know how I would be man, listen. I would be, cause you know, the leg lock that women put on you, when you're in there raw is undefeated. I mean, it's pretty much 100%. Like, if you can escaping that shit is like escaping, when Spock does that Klingon,
fucking Vulcan neck pinch.
Yeah, dog. That's like having the mental concentration to not let that work on you. That's the level of, like, that's what it takes to beat that shit. You can't beat it, dog. Like, whenever I have beat it, I, like, looked at her like she tried to stab me. Like, why did you lock your legs? Like, you know, what are you doing? We could have had a baby just now. Like, I need to sit down for a second. This is, it's too much to handle. Like, so, I guarantee she just hit him with the leg lock. And, if it was the other way around, and I knew I could get me a baller, I would be locking my legs up on motherfuckers left and right.
Now, Leonard says that first picture is
Doc Rivers' daughter. Oh,
so I Googled some images of Doc Rivers' daughter. Go ahead and Google that, Rod. You'd be surprised what comes up.
Put a link in the chat.
I was trying to do it. You know, I haven't figured that part out yet.
Just put it in there. I'll put it on the.
I'm gonna have to go to HR and get some training.
Okay, all right. I'll show you after. If that was Doc Rivers' daughter or whatever, that's cool. But that was one of the rumored also baby mothers, but apparently it was just a rumor. And Robert Latow was on top of that. But Yeah, my favorite thing about this though, and this is what me and Chris started jiving on, was what was that phone call like? Well, she hit him with that I'm late.
That nigga probably was like, hey, we not meeting up today. You know my other girl.
No, I mean I'm late.
Work?
To the strip club? Are you on schedule today? It's a Tuesday. I know she danced when she got that plus sign. Mm. I know she
hit late, you need a ride to work.
Nigga, that's like when you hit the lotto, dog. And I know some people are gonna think we're shitting on women by saying that, but no, I mean, real talk. It's like when this shit happens and you get, and it's not me shitting on the women, it's me shitting on these niggas, yo. Cause you have to be an idiot to fall for this shit and not be prepared for it, dog. I'm just sorry. You have, like, I'm waiting for the first smart nigga to be like, he busting the stripper, she'd be like, well, I got you. He'd be like, nope, I got you. I got a vasectomy.
Listen, first of all, it's not shitting on anybody, because I'm telling you, I would do it if I was a woman that could do this to people. Right. I don't know how more y'all don't. Y'all have way much more, y'all have so much more morals than I do. Like, if I was sitting on a fucking lottery ticket, like every woman in the world, I would be out here. You know how many men I meet on just a routine basis that I'm like, I wish I had a way to separate this fool from his money, because he don't deserve it and he's stupid. Like, if I had a way that wouldn't send me to prison, just a legal way to do it, I would fucking do it. Yeah. That is what this is.
They go the long route. I'm going to make him fall in love.
Right. And then the worst is some women were trying to like be on some equality shit. And I said, today ain't the day. Cause they were like, well, men do trap women. Shut the fuck up. No, not, you know what I'm talking about. At the end of the day, if a woman decides to or to not have a kid, that's her choice. That's legally, no one can force her to have that kid or not have that kid. You know, even in just legally, you can't force her.
You could, she could minimum be like, I'm not fucking with condoms, but I got a, pageant. I mean, she got a cabinet full of day after pills.
Right. But a dude, once you put your seed into a woman, that's it. That was your decision. That's all the choices you get. If she decides to become cold, she can do it. She can just be like, you know what, dog? You got to get out. Mm-hmm. And, no, I won't take $1 million. I will see you in court.
Yep.
And ain't shit you can do.
Change her number. She can move.
Right. I ain't saying that's what she did.
How have his numbers been lately?
Oh, man. He had a game the other night where he went 4 for 16. And I,
see, okay.
I had been talking about it for a couple weeks now. And then this came out and I was like,
This nigga has been sick. He has been sick. That nigga's in the locker room like, hey, you all right, man? What's going on? You seem a little distracted. It's like, no, man, no, it's good. Yo, he's got that, like, we've all been there. Where you just for the next couple of days, you just sitting there going, I mean, is it okay? And you just waiting for that phone call saying, you be hitting up like, hey, so can I come over tonight? Well, I got my period. You're like, yes. You ain't never been so happy to get that, I can't come over because I'm on my period call. Mm-hmm. When she was just like, no, I'm so late. He's just been sick.
But this says more about Paul George than what we really alluding to, though. Because we discussed all the greats have had hoe control.
Mm-hmm. And he doesn't have any.
And he doesn't have hoe control, man.
He tried to do that $1 million deal. Even J.J. Redick makes him sign a deal before they get pregnant. Also, he met her at a yacht party. Just took a picture of the yacht party. All these cakes? Mm-hmm. How did you not think the trappers were out, dog? There's like four dudes at this party.
But that's the greatest thing about this shit. This is when I stopped taking the dude side of, well, I mean, it's just fucked up that he's getting trapped. Like, this is why. Because at this point, a woman can come out with a shirt saying, nigga, I'm going to trap you. And nigga's like, all right, so we're going to go back to your place?
Yep.
Like, yes. That's how bad this shit is now.
They don't even go to her place. They bring them to their place.
Right. They that level of simp and stupid. Evelyn Lozada is 40-something and just got another nigga to sign up on the I Want to Be With You train after the Chad Johnson domestic violence incident. After being the star of a show for 3 years where she routinely throws full bottles of wine at people's head across a room.
After it's established on her resume, I am a full-time groupie.
Right. I drove two men broke, Chad Johnson and Antoine, what was his last name?
Walker. That's on her resume.
Her resume. And some new dude was like, I need a piece of this. If you blame these women, you're fucking stupid at this point. And
business cards with that shit on them.
Yeah. Like, yeah, her business card has broke two niggas looking for a third.
When you got Chad Johnson and Antoine Walker on your fucking resume and niggas still like, I think I'm gonna do this shit.
Right.
No, come, like how? And then they want sympathy.
That's a golden take right there.
Right. And then they want sympathy on some, they trap me. No, nigga, it's not a trap. It's not a trap if you see that shit coming, yo.
Right.
Like, they got the yellow tape up. They got the police line, do not cross. And they're still like, I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna do it. And then they get mad when they get trapped. It's like, nigga, well, what do you think was going
to
happen?
A trap is when someone hacks your password to your PayPal account.
Right.
This ain't a trap, bro.
A trap was Sunshine and Harlem Nights.
Yeah. Also, I kept imagining, like, the disgust, like, how lust turns to disgust. Because, like, the same pictures that he probably was, like, jacking off to and like, yeah, I can't wait to fuck that. Now he probably looks at it in disgust when she's like, yep, taking a picture. Couple months along, looks like my belly's getting big.
How long till he's honest with his mama about this?
She has a picture of her holding up "It's a Girl" with her big pregnancy titties, and every other dude in the world looks at that and goes, "God damn!"
Because random niggas is looking at the titties like, "Yes,
I want to fuck them titties." Paul George, the only nigga on the planet, looking at this picture in disgust.
No, but how long till he explained to his mama? Like, his mama was like, "Paul, Miss Perlene said, you got us in trouble." She said, you got one of these little young girls. Nah, mama, it ain't true. Cause he's still at that young boy age where his mama still, you know, his mama still got some say so on what go on, and he lying about what going on.
This is what happens when you didn't expect to be good. Cause remember, Paul George is like a kind of a Johnny Come Lately star. Like, a lot of people didn't think this dude was gonna be a NBA player, definitely not a star like this.
Yeah, he's still not used to having the green light. He still works to the fourth quarter to shoot.
Yeah, like, this is that shit where, like, he didn't realize this shit would get real this fast, and they came out trapping so fast. I know she knew his stats. You know, she was at that, and he probably thought it was cool, like, oh man, she like basketball. No, nigga. She trapping.
She hit you with the, I don't watch sports.
Mm-hmm.
I just think you an extra tall nigga.
Yeah.
Like all the other
Who tall even niggas. Cares about that? Did he get to her house and see his printouts of his stat sheets and projections? No, it comes
up conversation. She's like, I don't even care about sports. I don't watch sports. But every now and then, the next thing he sees, he's like, you know, you should really shoot more in the first quarter.
Right.
Right. Dropping shit like that.
Right. You know, if you probably go to the left more, you probably would average 2 to 3 more fouls.
If you want
to
build your brand, what you need is a strong woman on your side. A woman that looks good. You don't see Obama looking good without Michelle.
I know I'm just a stripper, but I'll tell you this much. I've had so many abortions at this point, I don't even know if I can get pregnant. To be quite honest. Damn. So,
contract year. She said you have more advice.
Damn.
I don't even go to church. So, you know, and then after she got pregnant, he probably called her. I was like, so you going to get rid of it? What you going to do? And she was like, oh, you know, I actually was just talking to the pastor this morning, and he was advising that all life is precious. And, you know, I believe life begins at conception, and this can be a second chance for all of us to start over. So I'm going to keep it.
I mean, you do what you got to do. You don't got to be in my child's life. I'll be the man and the woman.
Yeah, if you're not man enough, Paul, to take, like, you know, she dropped that one on him. If you're not a man enough to take care of your child, then I will see you in court. He's like, what are you talking? I just called to say, hey, what are you talking about?
See me in court.
You know what? Just check my Instagram. It's a girl. Click.
Oh, you want to call now? It's been 2 months since I seen you.
Right.
Well, you know, I only see you when I come in town for the games, and this is our first game back in town.
So apparently, Paul George's people are releasing statements. There is no truth to the rumors that Paul offered money for Daniela to have the child, not to have the child. I mean, because you can't say that. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, there's also,
is it attempted murder?
Yeah. all I know is, all that thanking God after the game shit. That you can't be saying that, and there's text messages with you talking about what we gonna do. I'll give you a meal.
But is that really attempted murder? Can you?
I don't know. Depending on how far along she is. Attempted murder to every Catholic.
Right.
Tell you that much. If and when there is a legal confirmation that I am the father, I will fully embrace my responsibilities. Yeah, because that's how your baby needs to come into the world. That sounds like a happy relationship. I wish you think that's what my dad told my mom when she was like, I'm pregnant. Well, if and when there's a legal confirmation that I'm the father, I will fully embrace my responsibilities.
Hey, Paul, can I get somebody get this to Paul? Because he needs to hear this.
Yeah.
Get this to Dwayne Wade, too. He needs to hear this, too.
Yeah.
Paul, if you want to go ahead and be successful, get with Dwayne Wade's lawyers.
Yeah.
Find out what he did.
Should have hopped in front of us.
Of his children. Mm-hmm. And then you can throw the Eastern Conference Finals.
We should have found out if this was Dwayne Wade. We would have found out from Dwayne Wade,
right?
Because we would have found. First of all, he would have proposed to Doc Rivers' daughter first, and then we would have found out about
right.
it.
Right, and they would have released a joint statement,
right? And family pictures.
Right. Yeah, like he would have been so in front of this shit. Like for all of his unscrupulous ways. You got to give the man respect. That dude shows up with a game plan.
Right. So, Paul, you got to get with D-Wade. But you're going to have to trade the Eastern Conference Finals. I mean, that's a big sacrifice. But, I mean, win 1 year or 18 years.
You honestly, dog.
You got to weigh out the years.
It's not too late to start tanking, Paul. On some real shit, it's not too late to just go like 20% shooting for the rest of the season and lower your value and be like, hey, man, I don't think I'm worth a max contract. I'll just take another minimum to prove myself.
No, you can get the money, Paul. Don't listen to that part. You can get the money. D-Wade got the money. You can get the money and your child if it's yours.
Oh, like yeah. I don't know. Oh, okay. You got to prove that she's not a stable person. You got to drive her
he
crazy.
He can prove that. He got all the Instagram pictures to prove it.
Well, here's how you do that. First of all, this is going to sound risky, Paul. And I know you don't want to do it, but this is the only way. You got to get in a relationship with this woman. It sounds crazy. I know it sounds crazy. You got to get in a relationship and you got to act right for like 6 months to a year. But we're talking.
See the kids.
Yeah, we're talking long term. So it's good. This sounds like a long period of time. You're going to have this kid for the rest of your life. What's longer? Giving up a year of acting right or the rest of your life? So you're gonna act right for a year, then slowly you're gonna start cheating on her and treating her like shit until you drive her crazy, and then at that point you take your kids.
Nope, don't even cheat yet, Paul.
I said you gotta wait a year.
Just show up at events
with
a random celebrity.
Now
Gabrielle Union's taken.
Yeah, Gabrielle. It's hard to find that level of desperate celebrity.
She's taken.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of maybe Taraji P. Henson.
Yes.
She probably available. Would do it.
She's available.
Yeah. She seemed like the type.
But they're out there. So
she be showing up to a war show stag. So go with Taraji P. Henson to a few events. You know, I know you're going to be chopping that down. Yep. Wrap it up this time.
Yep.
And then as it slowly starts leaking through TMZ that you're hanging out with this woman, every day you come home, you go, I don't know what you're talking about. Wasn't me.
Michelle Williams from Destiny Child. She's right. Available.
And eventually you'll start seeing like, Paul, if you're cheating, can you just be honest and tell me? You go, I don't know what you're talking about. I saw the pictures on TMZ.
Olivia.
What pictures? And then when she showed you the pictures, that's not me.
Olivia, she's available.
Right. Right.
You know, it's plenty. It's a few out there that they actually look nice. But
where's Lauren London at, yo?
Yeah. She can't be up to much.
Right, she has Lil Wayne's child, so you know she's down for the cause. She's down for the team.
Just famous enough for the blogs to cover it, but not white people to care. That's the level. Like, that was where Dwayne Wade's genius was. White people don't give a fuck about Gabrielle Union, but every black person knows who she is.
Right.
So we were like, that nigga's cheating, and white people was like, who?
Right.
The girl from what? Bad Boys 2?
Right, so you'll keep all your Indiana fans.
Yeah, the Will Smith movie? All right, man, let's rush through. We got to rush through some of these, the rest of these stories. We've been going kind of long. Passenger tried to hijack a plane to the Sochi Olympics.
Why? After seeing the pictures from there, why would
and
you?
And it begins.
Terrorism can only help at this point. They are at a point where terrorism would just make the shit better because it would stop being about how shitty Sochi is, man. That is terrible.
You convinced me to go, Rod. How you gonna sell me the car but not drive one yourself?
Yeah, I told you not to go.
The first episode we discussed this, you said go.
No, I said it's a resort and it's the best Russia has to offer, and I still wouldn't.
Right,
go.
You sold me the car.
Nah, you.
That's you sold me the car, but you don't drive one yourself.
You just like Paul George, a sucker waiting to be parted from his money, because I would not. Fucking Obama said it. President Obama was like, it's safe. Are you going? Fuck no. Are you crazy? I'm the President of the United States, bitch. I will be over here going to talk to fucking Bill O'Reilly before I go over there.
Yo, he really did, though. He really was like, yo, man, I'll do interviews with Fox News before I go over there. That shit.
You know how this guy got on the plane?
Honestly, this might actually be why gay people don't like Obama all the time. Cause this thing was really gonna send all gay people to motherfuckers. Wait a minute.
Yo, did y'all see Billie Jean King was like, nope. She said no. They said she was going a couple weeks ago when they announced all the gay athletes they were sending over there like mascots. Mm-hmm. And I was like, pardon me, but it seems a little demeaning to do that anyway, to be like, we're gonna troll them with gay people. But also, I was like, I wouldn't be shocked if somebody like Billie Jean King was like, fuck no. She's Billie Jean King. Like, she not, you know, it's not like she only famous for being gay. She was good.
Yep.
And like, I'm not going over there so y'all can be like, look at this gay person. You got to shake her hand. Fuck you.
You know how this dude got on the plane?
How?
Security said, everyone else going to Sochi has on shorts and a t-shirt because it's a warm weather climate around this time of year. Why does he have on this triple goose down bubble coat, earmuffs, a damn...
We did make that joke last week.
A damn...
He the only one showing up.
He got on snow boots.
He the only one.
Yeah, all black.
Everybody was going over there white.
Why did he have any suitcases? Where's his luggage?
They wearing those Crocs and like swimming trunks.
Yep.
He hopping on in actual cold weather gear and they said, sir, can you step out of the line?
He didn't have any travel. He didn't have a carry on bag. He just has a book bag. That's it.
They said the man rose from his seat and shouted there was a bomb on board and tried to enter the locked cockpit. The pilot signaled there was a hijack attempt, and a Sabaha Gökhan Airport was placed on high alert. The man was made to believe the plane was headed to Sochi. We are hoping that the passengers are evacuated without even a nosebleed. Pegasus Airlines confirmed in a brief statement there was a bomb threat aboard their flight. The plane's captain signaled the crew was well, according to a state-run TRT television. With about 100,000 police, security agents, and army troops flooding Sochi, Russia has pledged to ensure the safest Olympics in history. But yeah, we'll see.
Now, Chris, let me ask you a question. If you were on that flight, cause you practice whooping people's ass, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's a skill and an art for you, right?
Yes.
And the guy on your flight jumps up and says there's a bomb on the plane. He pulls out his, little switchblade or whatever and says, I'm taking over the plane. Do you sit idly by and wait and see what happens, or do you jump up and try to whoop his motherfucking ass?
Neither. I jump up and say, I'm a black man. You should let me go. You can't get anything for me.
Okay. Yeah. That's an excellent, excellent answer. And the right answer.
Right. I was like, yo, you can't. It's like, I'm worth it to you at this point. So just go ahead and let me go. But yeah. It's always a tough call. Like, if it's one dude, I think I'll try to do, I don't know. I think that's one of those things you got to kind of, see if there's anybody else that wants to do it. And I'm not going to be the first guy. Like, right. I find somebody weak and make them, hey, you're closer. You go, and I'll hold him. I'll get his legs if you go for the knife, all right? You got to find that one guy, you do that.
Mm-hmm.
You never be the guy that goes for the knife. Nah.
Yeah, I would do it. as long as I felt that you know, it was some little dude that I could, he didn't have a weapon, I could take care of him, because I feel like everybody's gonna jump in after I get him. Mm-hmm. That's how people do. So I feel like everybody would rush to my aid. Now, if he had like a box cutter or some shit, I'm letting the white dude go first. Get his throat slashed, and then I'm come up while he's sneaking, while he's going the other way.
Yeah, see, cause I feel like in this situation, you can always find that one white guy who is like, "Yo, we gotta do something."
Yeah, think he impossible and shit.
Right, right. So you get the impossible white guy to go in first, and you be the safe black sidekick.
Right,
that's what I am in that situation. Okay. I'm the safe black sidekick. That knows better and knows this shit can go south.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm gonna let the impossible white man go first.
I just wasn't sure. I mean, you, it's a skill and an art, and you practice whooping, being able to whoop people ass.
Yeah, I'm gloves.
I'm the one who's gonna crack that joke.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh man, you cleaned his clock or some shit. Like, fuck that. You ain't killing me.
And that's the thing. It's like, you know, I fight everything like that, but there's certain situations. It's like, I remember one time I was trying out to do the FBI, to be an FBI agent, right? And we were doing the test, and the lady was there. She was like, yeah, there's one time I was in the, you know, I had my gun and everything, and, I was in the grocery store, and the grocery store got robbed. And so she was like, you know what I did? People were like, what? She was like, I handed my money over.
Exactly.
She was just like, listen, it's like, yo, there's too many things to go on. It's like, yeah, I'm trained and everything like that. But that's just the best. That's why always when you see these, you know, people talking about gun control and stuff, we need more guns. Like, you know, it never goes out the way it does in a movie. And I feel like people watch too many movies. Mm-hmm. Like, that shit will go down south real quick. Yeah, not trying to be that one. Yeah. You know, at this point, I'm gonna wait and see how things go. And if it cuts to a life and death situation, yeah, I'll get in there. But for first, mm-hmm. I'm gonna be like, we're gonna play this shit out. You know, we're up in the air. He can't get into the cockpit. This nigga's not going nowhere. So, he got a box cutter too? Right. Yeah, we'll wait this one out.
And you gotta figure, if you die on the way to the Social Olympics, you still kinda won.
Exactly. Yeah.
Still, but you kinda know, you lose that fight, black people gonna joke you.
Yeah, that's true. America won't be like, he died a hero. I mean, well, they might be, but niggas gonna be like, oh, yeah,
white people be like, he died a hero. Black Twitter be like, oh, he died a bitch, you know.
Yeah, he got beat up. What a bitch.
He had his ass. He trained to fight. He had to get his ass.
Yeah, apparently the water isn't the only thing that sucks in Sochi.
Right.
Yeah, also I've been seeing pictures. Everybody keeps talking about the one with the brown water, which is disgusting. There wasn't water in this woman's hotel. As a journalist, and she was like, can you turn the water on? They said, yeah, but don't put it on your face because it has something in it that's dangerous. And she took pictures and the water was brown. But more disturbing than any of that shit is the picture of the toilet where they say, don't flush toilet tissue down the toilet. Put it into a, like a trash container. What?
Now, my issue with that is, are they recycling this paper?
Oh, man.
Like, that's what I thought. Like, why not flush it? Are you recycling the paper? What you doing with it, dude?
Am I supposed to really go into a stall of shit paper, though? What is this?
Like, dog. Like, especially if the water and the shit is that bad, that, you know, niggas got the bubble guts.
Dude.
So, it's like.
No. Honestly, dude, if I was a journalist, I would have hopped on a plane, turned right back around, like, yo, Deadspin's not covering the Olympics, dog.
Yo, I said this earlier. I apologize to anybody who watches the, loves the Winter Olympics, but some of my favorite shows are going on break because of the fucking Winter Olympics.
Oh, yeah.
The Winter Olympics are too whack for this shit, y'all.
Yeah, fuck them.
Yeah, like, if it was the Summer Olympics, I might could understand, but the Winter Olympics are pretty fucking whack.
Yeah, fuck the Winter Olympics. Brian Gumbel had it right.
Right, it's too fucking whack to be going through sitting through a toilet with some shitty, putting some shitty toilet paper into a bin.
Yeah.
Can't flush it. Nah, man. Like, I saw people, they're trading, fucking flash, light bulbs because they don't have light bulbs.
Yeah.
Shower curtains, apparently there aren't shower curtains anywhere, so they're like black market for shower curtains. Nigga.
Yeah, America really lost for this shit because we wasted a whole lot of propaganda on this gay shit. And we really should have just stuck to, they don't have working toilets and the water is brown. And I would be like, yeah, this is why America better. Like, I don't even care. We wouldn't even make it to civil rights if you start with, you can't flush toilet tissue down the toilet.
How did they win the Olympics? How did they win as a site? Like, what promises did they make?
It had to be some kind of money.
Oh, yeah, it had to be money. Part of me thinks that Putin actually did this shit on purpose and was like, okay, so y'all going to do the civil rights shit? So you're going to sell your gay people over here and shit? Mm-hmm. All right, cool. Wreck and fix the toilets, yo.
Turn the water off.
Turn the water off. Water purifiers? Nah. Because it's like, what can you do at this point? Like, everybody's talking about how terrible it is, but guess what? Nigga, you guys are there.
You're stuck. There's no outbound flights to the purpose. Right.
And if I can't put water on my face, why am I putting it on any part of my body?
Right.
What do I do when I want to have something to drink?
I'm not washing my balls with that water.
Yeah. Like, no.
Like, people are over here thinking this is an embarrassment to Russia. Like, Putin don't give a, like, do you know who this nigga is? He don't give a shit.
He stole a Super Bowl ring from Robert Kraft, who cheated everybody to get three of them. Dude that told Tom Brady, bitch, you will take what you get and like it.
This makes me concerned for the Nets.
Yeah.
Like, really, how safe are they? You know what I mean? Like, cause I'm just saying, Prokhorov, I don't know what type of owner he is, but I mean, it's in his DNA to be like, you know what? Once you get past the stadium, you know, and into the locker rooms, like are they sharing toilets in their locker rooms too?
Yeah, and there were seats in the stalls. It was weird. Fuck that, man. Joakim Noah got fined $15,000. Only thing about this you need to know is that he told three referees fuck you to their face.
It was worth it.
And then pointed to his coach on the way out. I thought that was cool as shit.
It was worth it.
I don't like Joakim Noah. Think he's kind of a bitch. But I really enjoyed when he said, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. You cool.
And fuck you.
And fuck you, I'm out. That's one of the coolest moments I've seen in the NBA in a long time. So I think I'm gonna take them off of my people I don't like list and tentatively put them on my kind of okay.
Right. It just hit me. I was like, I actually think we just cast for our Noah movie. Yeah?
Oh, Joakim Noah as Noah.
Mm.
I think we could do this.
Nigga, think about it.
Mm-hmm. Putting two triceratops onto a boat.
Mm-hmm.
And then they fall off. Like, damn, they go to dinosaurs.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that was hilarious. Especially how he walked right up to the refs. Like, fuck you. Like, so no uncertain terms. I know I'm leaving. Haven't seen a tantrum like that since my boy Derek got kicked out of our work league. And he was my ride home. Yep. And that happened in the first half.
Did you call for a ride?
Nigga, I played that second half like Paul George when he found out that girl was pregnant. I was missing everything. Like, man, I just hope I got a ride home. It's 11 at night. I got to call Karen.
Oh, shit.
Richie Incognito, well, they released all those text messages. We talked about that last week. But apparently there's still going to be a couple weeks until the official findings of the law firm that's like the firm that's investigating the incident is going to release their findings. But he's a free agent as of right now. So he tweeted like, Paul Weiss and Rifkin really taking your time with this one. Not like my career and life have been in the balance for 3 months. And a lot of people retweeted that and favored it. And I'm like, this is a reason 578. You probably shouldn't call people nigger. in any type of public format.
The other thing is he needs to be happy, because if they would just rush through it, you're not getting your job back.
Yeah,
like he needs to chill out. Like the more time they take,
yeah, they're probably going to come out of this and say, at best we can say you were saying some shit that was fucked up, but y'all both said fucked up things to each other, and just don't do it in the future.
Yep,
that's probably what they're gonna just shut up and let it happen, dog. Like.
But you rushing them?
Yeah.
Talking shit about them? They like, oh, you know what?
Let's take another look at those text messages.
Yep.
a couple people were talking about, I said, well, Richie Incognito would definitely be back in the NFL at some point. Jonathan Martin might never be in because, you know, he kind of betrayed the flag with the whole kind of tapping out, you know, where he's like, hey, guys. Like, it's kind of like a frat where they're doing hazing and they're going over the line, where like, yeah, you're right, they shouldn't be like hitting you in the balls with a paddle, but you don't get in the frat if you tell. Like, it's a trade-off. Like, you probably and all your line brothers will probably like look at you with resentment, but they should appreciate you stop them from getting killed, but you probably stop that line from crossing over. So it's the catch 22 where, like, I get it, Jonathan Martin is right, this shit went too far, but there's gonna be a lot of teams that don't want him on their roster, and Richie Incognito will get a job again. And the other thing, somebody was like, are you sure about that? I mean, how good was he even anyway? I was like, Pro Bowl in 2012 good?
Yeah, the whistleblower never gets another job.
And the other nigga was in the Pro Bowl. There's only like a certain percentage of people that go to the Pro Bowl at their position. He was that good. He'll get a job.
And he had the rest of the locker room supporting him.
Yeah, Mike Vick got a job. Mm-hmm. He'll get a job. You good? You get a job. It is, you know, shit ain't rocket science, dog. Carlos Ortiz, who was supposed to be a witness against Hernandez,
against Heyron?
Mm-hmm. Allegedly.
You was gonna testify against Heyron.
He is not gonna testify. Prosecutors have given up on him as a witness.
Why even in the beginning put my name down?
Mm-hmm. That's probably what Carlos, they probably, you know what's funny? There's a good chance after watching so many cop and law shows, good chance this dude never said he was going to testify.
They took pictures with him.
Yeah.
It was like, well, we going to take this picture with you.
We'll see what happens when we leak that you did. And he's like, man, dog, I'm not doing it.
Like, and it was right then and there. It was like, listen, them pictures, he pulled the D Wade.
Yeah.
Not me.
He probably could not wait for this to come out. Like, when this shit got reported, he probably called the newspaper himself and was like, that is a false statement. I'm an unreliable witness. I didn't see nothing.
I was on my phone.
His own juvenile record.
I was on my phone playing Angry Birds. I didn't see shit.
He was incriminating himself. He was like, you know where I was at that time? I know y'all got me on camera. I was actually at Disney World. And I will testify to that in court.
Facts.
That's what I'm saying. Like, sir, can you just state your name for the record? My name is Larry Sandwiches. Okay. And I will take a lie detector to prove it.
Sir, do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? No, I do not.
No.
Like, I want to know what happens when a person says that. If you swear, because they would tell you, you know, you just swore them. But if I say no.
Right. They put the Bible up, you slap it out their hands.
Sir, I'm an atheist.
Yeah, I have to say, sir, this is a contempt of court. Yes, please. Thank you. Whatever it takes.
Put it out to the papers. Your reporters got this. I am not cooperating.
You know what? On the record. Write this on the record. Because you know what is worse than being a snitch? Being dead. Fuck this. They like, you might be free. Free and dead? Shit, I'll be free forever if I fucking cross my man. Oh, man. But yeah, they gave up on him.
He probably, when they first questioned him, excuse me, sir, I want to talk to you about Aaron Hernandez.
Who? The fuck is Aaron Hernandez?
Aaron Hernandez.
Who? So we have pictures of you guys at the club together.
That's not me.
I don't go to the club. I was with Paul George that night. We was with Taraj P. Henson and nothing happened.
Right.
The NFL awards Thursday night football to CBS. But it's only 8 games of the year. So it's kind of weird because I guess 8 games will be on NFL TV and then 8 will be on, or they'll be simulcasting them on NFL TV and CBS at the same time.
Well, that was what I was questioning. So the NFL taking programs from their own pocket, basically.
Think about this, because I thought that at first too. Then I thought about it. I was like, wait a minute. The NFL is making more money again. They just selling what they're already showing anyway. They selling what they get paid to do. Like, they gonna get paid twice. Like, why would CBS even want something that is being aired another place at the same time? Like, that's just how crazy the football money is right now, man. So it's for 1 year. The league has an option to extend it to 2015, if Financial terms weren't disclosed, but let me guess, CBS is paying money.
For the worst games.
For games that nobody likes. Thursday Night Football has been terrible all year.
Fucking horrible, yeah.
Dude, it's so bad it feels like they picked these teams on purpose.
You know, and I was trying to figure out why football is so popular because, you know, people like, there's no more sports. I got to wait till next season. I'm like, yeah, but basketball on. Like, yeah, basketball. It's not the same.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, well, football, it only comes on once a week. Like, it's only Sundays. And it was like, man, but it's football. And I'm like, but what is, and I figured it out. I really figured it out. Why people love football and why men particularly. Because you can skip out on going to church and go tailgate all fucking day. It's an excuse to start drinking at 8 o'clock in the morning and no one will call you an alcoholic.
That's true.
And you get to get out the house away from your wife.
For a lot of dudes, I think that's what it is,
and
man.
They can afford that versus the NBA season. They can't do that for 42.
Right. You're not going to fucking camp out at 8 in the morning for an NBA game.
Yep.
So, yeah, that makes perfect sense.
So,
yeah, I agree. Antonio Cromartie and Ryan Clark both said niggas is smoking weed, so I don't even understand what Goodell is talking about letting us smoke weed because we going to do it.
Yeah, just ask Seattle.
Yeah. So, yeah, there you go. Mark Brunell, who isn't in the NFL anymore and is apparently a fucking snitch, said that they need to test stricter for marijuana in the NFL. Man, what kind of shit? What kind of player hating shit is that, bro? That's some real player hater shit, bro.
He
you out the league now. You like, y'all need to police these niggas. Get the fuck out of here. I don't think he ever won a championship.
Then shut the fuck up.
Thiago Silva charged with aggravated assault in jail without bond. I don't know what happened, bro.
Yo, I've read this shit. It sounds like he went, from what I've read, and I don't know if this is true or not, he went to the gym where his wife is training. So I'm thinking maybe there's something going on with his wife and somebody else at that gym. And it sounds like this nigga went a little bit fucking crazy.
Yeah.
That's what it comes, that's what, when I first read it, that's what it came off to me. And I was on some, well, I'm not saying he's right.
Right.
But I understand.
It did happen in Florida. So, right. Some, like, yeah, they basically said he was, like, in a standoff with the police. I was like, yo, shit went way wrong.
And this is why I believe that, because, one, he had a fight coming up in the UFC. He's now out of the UFC. Like, the UFC doesn't, like, Dana White and them don't fucking play with this kind of shit. They dropped him already. Wow. Dana White's already said he's never come back to the UFC, so.
Shit.
And usually when Dana White says that shit means something. And with MMA, there's other places you can go to get money, but none of them are as big as the UFC. So once you're in the UFC, if you get dropped, you want to come back. Like, and there's opportunities for you to come back. One guy just came back, Anthony Johnson, just signed a 4 or 6 year deal, a 6 fight deal. So you want to, but when Dana White tells you're not coming back, like, that's the only way I can figure that it had to be like something with his wife and that some, you know, she was cheating or something. Cause that's the only way I can see a nigga really giving up that kind of money. Cause these fighters really don't make a lot of money.
Right.
Unless you're one of those big name fighters, you're not making, first of all, even the big name fighters in the UFC don't make Mayweather money. I mean, that's just not going to happen. So they're usually not making a whole lot of money to begin with. So when you go and you're that crazy to jeopardize all that shit on top of going to jail.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why don't they make that much money? Cause they, I mean, it is a popular sport.
Yeah, but it's one of those things too where they're scared. Like, look at boxing, how much those dudes make, and it gives them so much power that they cannot fight. And yes. I think Dana White is like, we need the control for that now so that we could kind of influence who fights who rather than have people doing like Pacquiao Mayweather where it's like, I'm making more money not fighting this dude, so I'm just going to keep putting it away till a rainy day.
Well, not only that, but people forget it's actually a young sport. Like I've watched this sport grow. It's huge now. It is one of the fastest growing sports in America, but it's still, they're just now starting to get an international market. Like that's been happening maybe over the last couple years, but before then, when Dana White and them bought it, it was a huge risk for them. Like they could have gone broke all of this shit and it could not have worked because it was not getting as popular as it's getting now. So it's getting better and the salaries are getting up there, but it's just like anything. Like when you talk about football or basketball, everybody talks about the LeBron Jameses, you know, the Tom Brady's, the people that are making a shit ton of money. But what about the guys who are just like the offensive linemen who aren't making a lot of money? You know, those guys don't make a lot. And the same thing happens in the UFC. When you get past like the champions and things like that, you're seeing some of these other people, they're actually not making a lot of money for their contract and their own contract. You know, you get paid if you fight. So you're not actually getting a salary either. So you get paid for your good fight, and then you get sponsorships. But that's about it. And that's for the UFC. For the other places like Bellator and things like that, yeah, not making a lot of money. And then when you go locally for like the smaller non-televised pro fighters, all those niggas is broke. Mm-hmm. Oh, I mean, there you'll get a guy who is your cashier, but he holds a belt, a pro belt at one of the pro, the local pro fight place. Cause it doesn't bring in that kind of money yet. It's getting better, but yeah, these guys don't make a whole lot of money right now.
And you got to be careful too, because like I said, man, money for fighters can change everything anyway. Like, you know what I mean? Like, once you get to that point where dudes are so empowered, then because right now the best thing to me about MMA is that losses don't mean a lot. Mm-hmm. Like, it's kind of like, yeah, you lost, but you fought the fair one. It doesn't end your career. You know, if you came in and you were 14-0 and you leave 14-1, you don't become like a piece of shit. Mm-hmm. And boxing's not like that at all. Like, boxing is like, nigga, you 14-1 now. I don't want to see you. So, yeah. Former NBA star McGrady to try baseball. I don't care. But I just wanted to laugh at how, you know, y'all used to think he was good as Kobe. That's all. Yep. Me being petty. Magic Johnson. remember when they used to say that shit? If T-Mac played with Shaq, what then? If he played with Shaq, they'd be going out over in the first round like he always do. Magic Johnson offers to help the Lakers get free agents. How? He gonna come out and meet people? Does that work?
Nope.
Like, does that work? Like, if I wouldn't want the free agent that would work on. It's like, that seems like some shit Dwight Howard would fall for. Like, hey, Magic Johnson came out, so I'm gonna sign with the Bobcats. Like, all right, dummy. Then why, if that worked, why don't the Bobcats have the best NBA roster in the league?
It's not college recruiting, dog.
Yeah. Like, wouldn't meeting Michael Jordan just trump most people's, like, meet somebody in their life of this age? You know what I mean? Like, obviously not our age. We kind of know the deal. But, like, if I was, like, 20 right now, I would just be like, oh, Michael Jordan, I heard he was great as hell. I want to play basketball for him.
Yep.
So,
and
it don't work.
Jordan shoes.
Yeah, Joy, I wear his shoes. The shit don't work. Chris Grant got fired as Cavaliers GM because it's his fault. Kept taking them chances on them picks. I feel like Dan Gilbert made all those picks, by the way.
Yeah, I mean, he wasn't even out there winning the lottery. He have his own son.
Fire your son. He was the one that won the lottery. The Grizzlies have a player on their team named James Johnson, who has a tattoo on his neck, and they are giving away free, temporary tattoos that say Grizzlies for their fans to put on their necks. And that seems like a totally Memphis thing to do. When I read that, I was like, makes sense.
And that's exactly why I said Zach Randolph wouldn't fit in LA.
Yeah, yeah, you're right. He fits in Memphis, though. Damian Lillard is going to be in everything involving the All-Star weekend. Not really big news, but still.
When I saw that, I was like, do you not plan on going back?
Yeah.
Is that why you're trying to
get
all in? He's
making the best.
Like, is this the weekend where it's like, this will never happen again. Let me see all the sights I can see. Like, it's a cruise or something. You got to cram everything into one weekend.
Hey, he say he making the best of this shit, bro. Can't blame him.
He making the best
skills ever. Competition, fucking All-Star game. Rising star.
Is he married? He has to be married.
I don't know if he's married or not.
I just
dude.
Don't imagine me being an All-Star.
Oh, he's gonna be in a dunk contest.
Right, he's in everything.
Is he in the 3-point shootout?
Yep.
God damn, this nigga.
Right, like
I hope he wins them all.
It's my first weekend. It's my first All-Star weekend. I wanna get in like one or two.
Right.
But after that, I'm trying to party. Like,
By the way,
I'm trying to go to Kenny's party. I'm trying to do all those things.
I will totally Peyton Manning this shit. If he fails at the first thing, then I want to see him fail at them all. So, like, if he comes out and has a shitty fucking like 3-point contest, I'm gonna be like, I hope he fucks up skills competition. I hope the dunk contest goes terrible. Like, I would love to see that too.
Now he gonna get out there and be like, dog, why? Like, it's a party going on right now. He could be it.
Right. He ain't gonna be able to fuck no hoes.
Right.
Blaze gonna be tired of shit. You're right.
What was he thinking?
He gotta be married. Something. Maybe he wanna be happily married.
He has to be married. I don't.
Yeah. He won't be showing up in no pictures of Gabrielle Union. LeBron James teams up with the Stars Network for a comedy series. Continuing to making people mad, man.
Some of them commercials he used to do with the, I can go with that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I want to see if he can do comedy. Cause, remember when he used to do the family of LeBron's?
Yeah.
That was real good.
Yeah, that's some good shit right there. People were mad as shit. So, and yeah.
He did that subversive comedy with them Samsung ads.
Right.
That kid laughs still when the Alzheimer's dude. That's good. Now,
is Kevin Hart in this? Because Kevin Hart did say a while back, you know, him and LeBron will be doing something in the future.
I don't know. He did say that, though.
That could make sense, though. LeBron will be the father, and then Kevin Hart could be the kid. So, yeah.
How many phone calls has LeBron James sent to voicemail from Kevin Hart after this news drop? I see you did it, man. You need to get chocolate drop on there. All right, man, call me back. LeBron James, the sitcom is giving the go-ahead to the name of the this is a weird name for a sitcom. Survivor's Remorse? Gonna be like Good Times? Sort of sad.
Is this about his hairline?
Yeah, what is this? Survivor's Remorse? Like, what is, it says...
A star basketball player leaves city and the city goes crazy and tries to survive without their star basketball player.
What if he stars as a dude that hates LeBron James? That would be awesome. Yeah. Be like, turn that TV off. The Miami Heat star will serve as an executive producer of the half-hour show. He will team with Tom Werner, a force behind series such as The Cosby Show, Roseanne, and actor-writer Mike O'Malley will also be executive producer. The story follows Cam Calloway, a basketball phenom in his early 20s, who was thrust into prominence after signing a multi-million-dollar contract with the pro team in Atlanta. The series will shoot in Atlanta. Its six-episode first season airs this fall. The network didn't announce any cast members, but come on. He got to be one of them, right? Last story. And you know how we do, man. It's about our boy, Kobe Bean Bryant. Let me play the music. Hey, Mamba. That's right, guys. Kobe Bean Bryant and Cliff Paul are going to be more than spectators in the All-Star game. They will give advice from the bench, and their teammates already appreciate it. It's funny how, like, people on Twitter and people and fans view Kobe so much differently than his peers. Them niggas love Kobe.
Yep.
Like, to us, watch during the All-Star game how many people are going to tweet shit like, Kobe need to sit his ass down. Don't nobody want to hear that shit. And then it's going to be showing, like, LeBron and Carmelo going over there like, so what you think I should do? like, how would you score? I don't know. You would go to the left or the... Okay. All right, cool, man. Thanks, Kobe. Like, they love him, man. It says, cue the tape of the Lakers game against the Chicago Bulls last month. There's Lakers swingman Nick Young late in overtime, switching a fadeaway baseline jumper to tie the score. Just like Bryant had drawn up. That's right. Buried in this article, Kobe Bryant draws up plays for the Lakers.
Man, Kobe like your cool ass uncle that you always want to go hang out with. And he'll spend like 2 minutes with you and be like, oh, little nigga, go back over to your mama.
I just like that he tells niggas to ignore D'Antoni. That's my favorite part. We be like, what do you say? Nah. Look, man, just go to the baseline and shoot your fadeaway, Nick. Come on, man. You know that's your shot. You know that's what's happening. It's like, D'Antoni's like, yeah, we're going to run. You know how he talk. We're going to run pick and roll. Steve Nash. We're going to try to get it to soccer right down low. And then Kobe come over there like, Nick, 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 Nick. Hey, just shoot it. Just shoot her, man.
Yo, you don't even say shit. Yo, like Nick looks over at Kobe just back and shaking his head like. And he's like, he just gives him a, you know what to do.
Yeah, he give him that lean with that eye contact like, you know,
pal,
come on.
Pal, don't, pal, just.
Come on, pal.
Pal, just.
don't do it.
Yeah, just. Go to the three. Go to the top of the key.
Remember what we talked about in practice? That's what he say. Remember what we talked about in practice? Dad told me, like, what's going on, Kobe? No, man. There's nothing.
Kobe on the bench calling Omaha, yo.
Yeah, man.
Man, they love Kobe, man. But how could you not? How could you not like Kobe? That's the thing about it, man. It's fans when you ask them who hurt you. Like, yeah. After they tirade, you know what
against
I mean?
Kobe, you like, damn, man, you mad as shit.
And it's like, oh, yeah, he did beat your team in the finals.
He pretty much told me what to do that play right there, Young said, recalling the basket that prompted a beaming Bryant to repeatedly point at Young as he came down the court. That's why he was smiling at me like, it worked. Then Tony probably cutting his eyes at Kobe like, this nigga undermining me.
I can't wait till you retire.
They ain't even running my plays. And if we lose, I get blamed. They don't even know you doing this.
Right. That's the greatest thing. He got Tony sitting there in the press. So about that play you drew up, he got to be like, I didn't draw that fucking play.
Right. Now. He's like, let's see. I can either admit that I'm out of control of this team. I don't want to admit that I no longer can tell these niggas what to do. Or I can just pretend I drew up a shitty play. So, you know, I thought it was a good look. We like when Nick shoots from the corner. And, he just happened to be off on that shot, but it's still a good shot.
Oh, God.
Coach, there were four people on Nick and everyone was wide open. Well, you know, he's hit that before. And, you know,
you just gotta like the effort.
In practice.
You gotta like the effort that he gave.
Right.
You know, he's not afraid to take the big shot. That's what we want.
Plus, like, what advice is Kobe giving other than shoot anyway? You know Kobe ain't telling nobody to do no smart shit.
Right. Well, listen, what I'm gonna do, Nick, you get the ball, and you're gonna draw the defense to yourself, and then you're gonna pass it over.
Yeah.
Happening.
Kobe be like, why you didn't shoot that? I had three people on me, Kobe.
Elevate.
Yeah. What's wrong with... You okay, so you had three.
So
two people could get the rebound.
So you should have drawn the foul. Yeah.
So what you telling me is two people could get the rebound? Because I mean, two people wide open for the rebound. So yeah, I'm not gonna read all the advice, but I just thought this shit was brilliant. Because I just love Kobe, and I don't care what Chris Paul had to say about anything. He hits people in the nuts, so not really a fan of his advice, no matter what. So. All right, man. It's been another episode of Balls Deep, man. This is crazy, man. Only one football game to talk about. Still got a couple hours of sports talk in. And I skipped the article about how the Knicks players don't respect their coach anymore. Cause, you know, does anybody respect their coach? So make sure you check out Chris at movietrailerreviews.net and, the Insanity Check podcast. And yeah, over at movietrailerreviews.net, man, they're like, it's legit. Like, I went to their Facebook page. I've known this nigga forever. I didn't know they had a Facebook page. They are writing like long form reviews for like movies and Blu-rays and like everything. Then you got the audio reviews and the podcast, like, really professionally and well done site, man. So, you know. If you want some movie opinions from some people that aren't just here to shit on everything they watch, check out movietrailerreviews.net, man. Yep. And we'll be back next week, man. Me and Justin. I just realized there's some questions in the chat. That American Gladiator shit is funny, Chris. Good one, says Eric.
Thank you. I think that would actually be really good.
That would be good.
And look into that. That was my show back in the day.
Dog. What? And they all had crazy ass names and shit.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Like Thunder versus versus Star, and they'd be like, oh shit. And then they always, my favorite were the people that were way too out of shape to have even, like, how did you get past the screening?
And then they would always do the joint with the tennis balls and I would love that shit because they could never get out of the way,
dude. And the tennis ball shit, what people forget about the tennis ball shit is on the way up the gauntlet, the things that you are doing are way harder in the back.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that shit is really like, take a slingshot and try to hit them. while they shoot 70 miles an hour tennis balls at your head.
The Gatling gun tennis ball shooter.
Dude. Wow. And that shit was intimidating. It was, cause it didn't even shoot on like, do-do-do-do-do. It shot on like, foof.
Is that on Netflix? Foof. Is Gladiators on Netflix?
I don't know if it is, dog.
It should be on Netflix.
But the slow-mo when you get hit with that tennis ball is always hilarious.
Yo, I used to love it because people would get hit with it. It'd be like a fucking like a World War II movie. Motherfuckers would get hit and they short in slow motion. Motherfucking fat be all going over the place.
and they always get hit. And then it takes, in slow motion, it takes like a half second for it to register. And then you see them jumping away from where they got hit. Like, it's like they get hit on the side and then they like go, oh, that was so good, man. Yeah, that was my shit. But, yeah, I would love to watch that. Yeah, Leonard Brothers is letting us know that Casey Rivers is Doc Rivers' daughter. She's not a stripper. But we figured it out. And, he just let us know that he confirmed it, that, the other one was a professional twerker. And the mother of his child, respect her. Okay? Respect that lady.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. All right, man. We'll talk to you guys next week. Peace.